I mean, say what you want about the tenets of National Socialism, dude. At least it's an ethos.
Yeah.
And also, let's not forget, dude, that keeping wildlife, an amphibious rodent for, domestic within the city, that ain't legal either.
What are you, a f***ing park ranger now?
No, I'm just trying
you
to...
You shit about the f***ing marmot.
Whoa, time out.
I would never do something like that. First of all, I have a girlfriend who I love very much.
Her name is?
Michelle.
Michelle, what she look like?
She's super tall. And
listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Same people on the phone. Don't know when to hang up. Don't know when the conversation's over. Dumb questions. So what are you guys going to do 5 summers from now? We haven't made any plans. Marge wants to go to the beach. The kids kind of like it at the lake, and I want to go to the mountains. Grandma wants to visit her sister in Frog Balls, Arkansas. How about you? Have you made any plans? It's never too early to make plans. We're going to Norway in 2025. Did you know that up until the 1950s, Norway's economy was based largely on fishing? But now, thanks to improved drilling techniques and the expansion of the global economy, once again, searching through your mind for something gentle you can say, blow it out, your ass comes to mind. But this doesn't move the conversation forward. You have to find something else. And I then try tone of voice. Do you ever do that? Do you ever try to talk the person into a soft landing, try to let them know the ending is near? Right, good. Okay, then. Good, good, okay, good. Yep, okay, good. There he goes again.
I have a girlfriend, thanks. I remember when we first started dating, she didn't have a job for a little bit. And I remember she texted me one time. She was like, Michael, I just don't know what to do. I only have 10 cents in my account right now. You spent everything you had except 10 cents? Without going over? You should go on The Price is Right. You can't afford anything with 10 cents. You can barely afford to give your opinion. She tries to give me advice on something, I could just be like, why don't you hold on to your 2 cents? I don't want to take 1/5 of your net worth. Her name's Sam. She's great. She told me one time that she has never been broken up with before. Yeah. She shouldn't have told me that. Because I am very competitive. There will be no undefeated seasons.
Throw something on you, see if it feels good.
Sure.
Okay, this is what I would do. I would start with a joke. Vince Vaughn quote, obviously.
Swingers or crashers?
Red claws. Talk about Andy's ex-girlfriends. Quote from Love Actually. Hold back your tears. Pause. Drop the microphone. Get out of that bitch.
Power Trip Morning Show. Tuesday, August 14th. Good morning, everybody. I'm Corey Cove. There's Chris Hockey. There's Paul Meets Austin Lambert. Hi,
hey,
fellas.
Hey, hey, babe.
Hey.
Hey, 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 hey.
Drop the mic. Get out of that, bitch.
The Rock.
You love that guy.
I do. I like him. How the hell are you guys today?
Where's he from? Like Auburn or something? Where did he go to college?
He originally went to Auburn, but they had such a stacked running back backfield that he went to...
So he dropped the mic and got out of that bitch.
Correct. Yes.
The Rock.
Where'd he go?
I think Jacksonville State.
That doesn't sound like a good school.
That's, somebody else went to Jacksonville State.
Yeah, Fred Durst.
Yes.
Yeah, he did. Great point.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Big supporter of the,
I think we're burying the
College of
here.
Liberal Arts. What's that?
Hockey's still scared.
Well, here's the thing. I gotta tell you. There are many times in my life where I say, I wish I weren't so stupid. Right?
Yeah, me too.
But I have to be honest with you. When it comes to enjoyment of things, I'm glad I'm stupid.
You like a lot of things.
I
almost
do.
Everything.
It's not just that. But I watch you and your lack of enjoyment of things
mm-hmm.
because you're so smart. and I pity you.
No.
Because Saucy and I had so much fun watching the trailer for The Nun or whatever the hell the show's called.
Yeah, The Nun.
Let's go back a few steps.
Yeah, yeah.
Before we watched that, he told me that his new thing is nun porn. So then I said, we got to watch the trailer for this movie.
I was about to include you as me and you together as buddies. And then you go and pretend that I watch nun porn.
Yeah, now you're off
his
team.
That's going too far.
You do.
I don't watch nun porn.
Anymore.
You watch a lot of porn.
I do, but not nun porn.
Well, again, back to your stupidity. I can't tell if you're talking about actual nuns or if you're just incorrectly using the word nun.
Nunya.
In terms of not any.
Right.
But so, in this case, it's the church-related nun.
That's correct. See, because Saucy and I, we're having just a time of our lives being afraid. And so Saucy's like, come on, I got to meet Corey. I'm like,
he knocks in my prod room and he's like, you have to come see this trailer.
Now, before
you
that happened,
it,
though,
man.
You got to know, before that happened, I said to him, don't go get him.
Yeah.
He's not going to enjoy this.
He did say that.
He has no fun.
Yeah.
He doesn't enjoy
won't be scared.
Games. He's not going to be afraid.
I don't like
and
horror
movies.
And
even if he is, he's not going to pretend he's not.
They don't do anything for
I don't
And
either.
Then we had a protracted, long discussion about your masturbation habits.
about mine?
Yours, yes. And about how you probably don't enjoy it.
Because I just have no fun.
You just do it just to get the poison out.
This isn't clever enough. This isn't interesting enough.
Yeah, you're
There's
like,
no way she wouldn't have paid that bill.
This is for the masses.
Right.
Everybody does this.
Right, right, exactly.
I have to be different.
But he had to go get you to see if you'd be afraid. And I knew even if...
Yeah, that's dumb on his part. That's not knowing me at all.
Yeah.
Because the movie It, which everybody loved. My wife loves it. Again, my wife loves horror films. That's one of her things. She just loves it. They don't scare me, but they don't interest me. Like, they don't move my meter at all.
Has there ever been a film of any kind that made you uncomfortable at all?
Like, well, I told you the first time I saw Blair Witch, I was, 18, 19 years old when it came out?
Right.
The final 5 minutes of that shook me. Like, I was very nervous, and I was uncomfortable.
Shook you all night long?
Then you see it the second time, and it's about the worst movie ever made.
Yeah.
But
right.
The first time, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Who's got the camera? This is freaking me out. But otherwise, the other times I can remember being scared at a film, it was watching movies, honestly, like Troll or Leprechaun when I was super young, right? Or Poltergeist when I was little.
Yeah.
I did not like Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street, like those, or Child's Play. I didn't like those kind of movies. My sister was obsessed with them. I didn't like them when I was little, and then when I was an adult, they just didn't do anything for me. So it's not a fear thing, it's just lack of interest.
Right.
So the trailer you guys showed me is The Nun.
Right.
And the image, the face of The Nun is, it's creepy, but I wasn't scared. I'm just like, yeah, it's a creepy face. Somebody did a pretty good job making it creepy. I'm sure there are going to be scenes where that face comes out of nowhere, and you're probably going to be pretty scared.
Yeah.
But the jump scare, what do they call it?
There's a warning before the trailer.
Yeah, but the moment at the end of the trailer where you're supposed to be scared because something comes out of nowhere. I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't even flinch. I'm like, that's it? I thought it was, the way Sauce was like, you have to see this.
Well,
I thought it was
going to
be the most epic trailer ever.
Hockey almost pooped his pants. I was freaked out.
Yeah, he grabbed my arm.
Yeah, and your crank.
I had goosebumps.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I enjoy it. But I think, and this is why I say I don't mind being dumb, because I have a very easily penetrated mind, admittedly. And so... I'm able to detach myself to the creativity and allow myself to be taken places. I think that you put up a wall that doesn't allow you to enjoy certain things.
That's not true. I can give you times. I can be on the edge of my seat, and I've had the hair stand up on the back of my neck, but not when it comes to horror-related films. I get that way with tension in great dramas. Like the end of season one of True Detective when they were in, was it Carcosa? Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
When they're walking through that place, I was on the edge of my seat and my hair standing up. In a very different way, this is a non-spoiler, but Sauce, you know what I'm talking about. The garage scene in the final episode of the Americans, I was on the edge of my seat nervous. Not from fear, just because it was just so perfectly done. So I get that way, but horror movies don't get me that way.
Yeah.
They just don't make me react. I'll give you a better example. And this is maybe the perfect example because I just referenced the movie 5 minutes ago. Everyone's raving about It, so I'm like, all right, I've never seen the original, but let's go do this. So my wife and I went. The first 5, 6, 7 minutes of that film, and I didn't know anything about It. I had no background for what It was outside of it was a scary clown. In the first 5 or 6 minutes, when that clown is trying to bait the kid into the sewers, I was unbelievably uncomfortable. And I'm like, this is pretty goddamn creepy. Like, I was legitimately creeped out. Because it's, you know, it's pedophilia, it's kidnapping, it's murder. I'm like, don't hurt the kid.
Yeah.
I was all in on It. And then when It turns into a supernatural beast and, like, shape shifts and then is like a CGI'd monster, I go, what is this? And then I was out. So it had me with the real tension, the real fears of a clown kidnapping a kid and dragging him into the sewers. The rest of it just did nothing for me. So I do get that way, but that jump scare scene in the Nun trailer, I was like, that's it? That was it? But all right, but if you guys are into that, that's fine. My wife would have been terrified by that. She loves that garbage too.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I like it. Like, we were watching It again the other night. And Kim was like, why are we watching this? I don't want to be afraid. And I said, well, just enjoy it. I think it's good. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun, right? It's fun to be afraid sometimes. But I don't know. You know, and I also think it's all, at least for me, and I can't speak for anybody else, and maybe you'll feel the same, Saucy. If I'm watching a scary movie in the middle of the day, who cares?
Right.
But if I set the setting.
Yeah, set the scene.
It's
no
dark
doubt.
Outside. I've had a little bit of whiskey.
Yeah.
And I watch this, even if I watch It, which I've already seen a couple of times, and, you know, then you turn the movie off and you go upstairs and all the lights are off and you're laying there and you hear something, that's fun. I like that. I don't know. I like that uncomfortable feeling. I know it's silly, but I love it. I love
it. Because your rational mind knows there's not a clown in your house.
But at night, the rationality goes away.
Right.
And I don't care much about clowns. Sorry, Saucy. That kind of stuff, like the clown, even though he's a supernatural being, that stuff doesn't bother me very much. Like, if there's a clown coming in my house, I got to, even if he's a giant clown, a 20% chance of hitting him in the right spot and winning. Because I'm going to be mean, right?
Right.
The little boy saying to his brother, why did you leave me?
Oh.
That's the stuff that creeps me out, man, right? When he's standing there with one arm and he's talking to his...
Yeah.
And I think it might even go all the way back to the first time I saw the movie Salem's Lot, and I've told you guys this a million times.
Yeah, you said that was about the most scared you've ever been in your life,
because
right?
Because the older brother looked like my older brother, and he was outside the window, which was second floor, scraping on the window, asking his little brother to let him in, and it scared the hell out of me, because I was thinking, if my big brother Mike was outside the window, would I let him in and just say, all right, go ahead? Because I love my big brother.
Right.
But he's a damn vampire.
Right, you can't let him in.
You gotta, though. He's your big brother. He's hungry.
He's gonna suck your blood.
Yeah, I know.
Blood.
Man, I don't know. That movie scared the hell out of me.
I don't do scary movies.
I enjoy them.
I don't watch. I refuse.
Yeah, I know.
We saw Carrie, the new Carrie. That creeped the hell out of me.
Great point, buddy.
I don't do any scary movies. I refuse to watch them. The scariest I'll get is, like, Avengers.
The Avengers. Not scary.
I hate scary movies.
Yeah.
I hate everything about them.
Yeah.
Because you get scared.
Yeah, I get scared. Yeah, and I live alone, and like I told Corey, The Keepers? The scene in The Keepers where they talk about how that guy kept that nun outfit in the attic.
Right, even though that part was just a recreation, right? They weren't actually showing
the
documentary, like an actual filming of the nun. It was just a recreated scene.
I had the scene set. I had it all set.
Mm-hmm.
Lights off. I was sitting in my apartment, Muppet and I paused that, got up, and it was like I needed a breather.
Mm-hmm.
I turned on whatever I turned on. I think The Office, watched that for like a half hour. That stuff scares the bejesus out of me. Yeah. I hate being scared.
Do you think part of it has to do with the fact that I don't believe in any of that stuff, so it doesn't It doesn't enter my mind that any of these things are even remotely possible.
Right,
like, people that believe in demonic possession and stuff like that, I'm already rolling my eyes. But you know what I'm like?
Yeah, yeah.
Then they see a movie about that stuff, and they're like, man, that could really happen. And I'm going...
because it doesn't exist, because that's nonsense, because you're an adult.
Right, so I'm dismissing the concept, so the concept doesn't scare me at all.
Yeah.
You know?
There are two things I know about white people. Mm. They love Rachel Ray, mm-hmm. and they are terrified of curses.
Mm.
See, I'm not. I don't believe in curses. I don't believe in spells or witchcraft.
You don't believe in Rachel Ray?
I don't believe in Rachel Ray. How's she doing, by the way? Is she still crushing it?
Yeah.
No, no, no. Crushing what?
Just crushing life.
No, probably.
Kicking ass. Does she still have a TV show?
Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's on 9.
9.
Number 9.
Should we do the social experiment on John Bonus? John, are you a horror movie fan in general or not?
No.
No, because you don't like being scared, or no, because you're like me where they just don't do anything for you? Option A or option B?
Little of both.
Oh, a little of both.
Yeah.
So you don't like getting scared and they don't do much for you?
Yeah, both.
Okay. That's interesting. Yep. Good for you.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
I'm a little sad. I'm a little sad all of a sudden.
Are you?
I'm a little sad all of a sudden. Not because you're here, John. I'm glad you're here.
Why are you sad?
Jenna got married.
Robin Wright.
Oh.
Yeah. And you know what the sad part is?
It wasn't you?
Well, she'd be disappointed. She'd get sick of me eventually. No, she looks like she dressed up as Jenna for her wedding.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then instead of I do, wouldn't you have the guy say as you wish?
Yeah, probably.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Sure.
Two different movies tied in together, and then I'd have her shove me in front of a train.
But no, Princess Bride was as you wish.
Right.
Yeah, no, but I was talking about Jenna.
Oh, God, oh, my God. That's for okay. God's sakes, when you said she dressed up as Jenny, I thought Buttercup. Like, I was picturing the
Princess
scene
Buttercup.
At the end.
Yeah,
my bad,
yeah, yeah.
My bad.
Right,
I got to listen
better. Right.
Her name was not Jenny. Her name was Buttercup. Jenny was Forrest Gump.
Yeah, right.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. She's still so pretty.
Right, but no one will ever look at Robin Wright, Jenny, the way Forrest did.
Right.
Ever.
Never.
Even the man she just married.
Yep. Pretty
so
girl.
Good.
This is a song called Carrie by Europe, by the way.
Not even the Man in Black? Or the pirate, the Dread Pirate Roberts?
No.
The Dread Pirate Roberts looked at her like that.
Meh.
No.
Yeah, but she didn't like the Dread Pirate Roberts. She liked Wesley.
Yeah, she liked Wesley.
Right? She didn't like his alter ego.
As you wish!
Oh, my sweet Wesley, what have I done?
What a great film.
It's just a great movie.
It's just so
Sauce,
good.
You've never seen it, right?
I've never seen it.
Dang, is it good.
Oh, that's
such
fun.
A great kid's movie.
And chicks love it.
And let's talk about the non-movie part of it. Let's talk about where grandpa's reading the story to his grandchild.
Yes.
It's such an accurate description of what that relationship can be like.
Yes. Right, where you want nothing to do with your grandpa. Like, I'm just I don't want you to read me a book,
I don't
grandpa.
Want you to
you're
read me
lame.
A book. Yeah, and it's probably three times that these days.
Right.
Where kids are like, can I just have my phone and go to sleep?
Yeah, can I just watch it on Netflix, grandpa? Get out of here. But then at the end of the film, it's...
That's Fred Savage, isn't it?
It is Fred Savage.
Holy balls. And it's, I forgot about that.
You can come back tomorrow if you want.
Yeah.
As you wish.
As you wish.
How
the hell are you, John?
And by the way, don't forget, speaking of John, because it's baseball related, if I remember right, when Peter Falk walks in, isn't Fred Savage playing like a baseball video game? I don't remember. Maybe it's when the mom walks in.
I don't remember.
And he has to quickly get back in bed or something because he's sick, I've forgotten that.
Hmm.
I think he's playing baseball when the movie starts, like a baseball video game.
Huh.
Hmm.
I don't remember.
Back to your point about kids nowadays. They don't want to read books.
The problem with that, trying to remember that, is that when you come across Princess Bride on TV, you inherently just sit and watch it. But it's hard to catch a movie right at the beginning.
Right at the very beginning, you got to make an appointment with it.
I've seen parts of that movie 50 times.
Yeah.
I've seen the beginning maybe twice.
I've seen parts of it a ton of times. I've never seen the whole thing.
And because I didn't see Spinal Tap until about 5 years ago, I didn't know who Christopher Guest was, so I saw Princess Bride a billion times without knowing
The
six-fingered man was
Christopher
Guest, because I didn't know who Christopher Guest was.
Wow.
And then even after I saw Best in Show and loved Best in Show, I didn't make the connection that that was the same guy until years later. Oh,
his character in Best of Show.
Brilliant.
Oh, it's
great.
It.
You want to
so
watch
much.
Spinal Tap? Fly overseas with Mark Parrish. He'll watch the same part over and over and over
but
again.
But he won't remember doing it.
He will
it.
Not. No. He'll start it, stop, get a drink, go to the bathroom, come back. Have you seen this? Yeah, we watched it over the Atlantic twice.
Princess Bride is one of the most quotable movies in movie history. Sure. Right? It's hard to see that film and not be able to quote almost all of it.
Yeah. It's certainly one of the most quotable non-comedies. Because, you know, frat boys can quote Step
Correct.
Brothers all day.
Yes.
I wonder if it's kind of considered a comedy, though.
Huh. I would say it's more of a fantasy. Wouldn't you say? I don't know.
It's like a romantic comedy fantasy, though. I mean, there's a lot of lines that are intentionally funny.
Hey, when we break and come back, I want you guys to tell me. I'm going to play you a soundbite from Zimmer's press conference yesterday. I want you to tell me if this is a not-so-veiled shot at certain players on his team in regards to one of the players he's complimenting.
Challenge accepted. All right. Trip on the show on the band.
Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, August 14th of 2018. John Bonus is in. It's a John Bonus Tuesday. Hi, John.
Hi, kids.
Chris Hockey's temporarily in the United States of America today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to know what
he just
did?
Get the hell out of here.
No.
Not permanently.
No, I'm going to Ireland today, and I can't, I know, I'm very excited about it, and I feel guilty about it, but I'm excited.
No, you shouldn't feel guilty.
I can't help I feel guilty about it. Have we met?
You shouldn't. You should feel guilty for what you did last night.
Here's the thing. I'm just gonna put it on pause, all of it, the whole show right now. He's about to tell you guys. I don't even know what it is. He's about to tell you something that he's made up. No. And here's the giveaway. A moment ago, he said what you just did, and then he changed it to you should feel guilty about what you did last night. So anybody listening closely will know what he's about to say
is made up.
No, it's not made up. You told me what you just did last night. So you just told me.
Go for it.
And it was last night. Hockey bought a subscription to a porn account online.
No.
Kiss my ass!
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Brazzers.com.
Ooh.
Hey, look. I know Chris porn? Pretty well.
Thank you.
And, man, Chris wastes a lot of money on absolute garbage.
Correct.
People who buy things are suckers.
Admittedly.
But for whatever reason, the only thing historically he seems to be pretty savvy about and thrifty about is pornography.
Yeah.
Corey, I can't imagine him paying for it.
Thank you.
When he, outside of maybe on the road with the Vikings, just charging it to your room and having the Wilfs pick it up. Outside of that.
Yeah, that's fun. That's a good idea.
I can't see you paying any amount of money per month to have a subscription to stuff that you believe is to be free anyway.
Which
we rip on you all the time for doing that with actual
music.
TV shows or music.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think you're pretty thrifty when it comes to porn.
He bought it because, quote, sometimes you can't see the whole video.
I don't think he cares.
See, that now we both know I don't.
Yeah, there's no way he wants to see like an hour and a half film. Yeah, there's no way.
There's no. See,
your story's falling apart.
Thank you, Corey. And thank you, John, even though you're not contributing.
Yeah, I'm not sure I buy it.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Because, I'm not going to do that. Listen, there's so much free porn out there. And
endless.
Why would I go to the same restaurant every night if the buffet down the street serves things for free that's different all the time? YouPorn just has little bits of all kinds of different things. I don't even know I like some of the things I like.
Like
until they show me. No! I've never watched that. And here is what happened during the break. He came in and told me how much he loves nun porn. And then he deflected it to me.
I didn't say that.
See?
I'm not into that.
I just never thought of it.
You'll watch it.
Oh, you think you haven't thought of it?
I really didn't think of it. Anyway. I'm not saying
that's
I don't.
That's where your story falls apart.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can hit the vortex between Meat Sauce and Chris Hockey. Let's see if I can get right into both of your minds, okay?
Please. Go ahead. Come on in.
Sauce, let me run the scenario by. Are you listening? This is about you.
You might catch something. Be careful.
So, A nun's doing something she shouldn't be doing. And then she gets walked in on by her stepmom.
Oh, my God.
Hockey just knocked over his coffee.
Who's his coffee?
It's Chip Coffee's brother.
But then somebody else walks in and is watching TV in the living room, and the nun and the stepmom are having the lesson being taught 15 feet behind the oblivious person watching TV.
Yeah.
How close am I to exactly what you three, or you two, or maybe you three, John?
Bono?
How much you guys are into? Did I almost get it?
I think I speak for Chris Hockey. That's exactly like when Michelangelo backed away from the 16th chapel and went,
Brandon!
I nailed it.
Get on the damn bed!
Perfection.
Yeah, I've not seen that film. Is perfection. But if you're looking for funding.
Yeah. I mean, Hockey and I have said multiple times, we love when somebody's in the background.
Yeah.
Hey,
it adds to it.
On that level, when we're talking porn here, you're clearly familiar with GoFundMe.
Yeah, sure.
How is something. There not?
Yeah, there is.
There is?
Yeah.
And what is that? What is the function of that site?
I think it's basically like a dating app that just skips the dinner and the you look nice tonight part. And
I thought maybe that's a perfect website to fund pornography careers.
Ooh.
Right, that's what I would have used it for if I had bought that web domain name back in the day on like GoDaddy.
Hockey, buy that.
It's gone. I just checked.
Okay.
Damn it.
Can we talk a little bit about the 15th and the 17th chapel,
though? No, we don't have time for the chronological order of all the chapels.
Neither one of them worth a damn.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I can hardly believe it. When I
heard the news today. All right, Mike Zimmer, let's take this quiz. Let's see how close we can get.
Okay. So he's going to talk here. And it's not a quiz. It's just more of a question.
Let's see if we can figure out, though, if you're right, if he's ripping other people.
All right, here we go. This is on Mike Hughes, our first-round draft pick this year, and his first preseason game.
Yeah, Mike did very well for the first time out. You know, we were talking about some of our other corners that, you know, we had their first game out was a little bit different compared to his. I thought he played really well, made a couple nice tackles. The deep ball on our sideline down there, he covered it. I thought he was going to intercept it. He may blitz one time when he was at the nickel and tackled the running back from behind. So he did a lot of really good things. It was a good step in the right direction.
Not super veiled, right? No. Because he's basically saying this is a better game than we're used to around here.
Yeah, who's he talking about?
My guess is it's Mackenzie Alexander.
It's got to be, right?
It could be Waynes, because Waynes' first year was also pretty bad.
I think he's talking about Trey Waynes.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't know if he ripped on Waynes at this point.
First game was awful.
Okay, but the only reason I think that it's Mackenzie is I don't think Zimmer would bring it up like that.
Agreed.
If he didn't still have some animosity towards the way Mackenzie was maybe playing. Like, because Trey's obviously very good now, right? He's not elite, but he's pretty good. Trey's pretty good.
Yeah, he'll get paid.
Yeah, he plays a little bit.
So Zimmer's probably overwhelmingly pretty happy with the way Trey Waynes plays. So there's no reason to take a shot at even his first game or season and look back and be like, yeah, Trey sucked back in the day. There's no reason to do that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You take a shot at Mackenzie and basically say, he didn't play very well. Look at how fast Mike already has it figured out. Mackenzie didn't. My guess is this is 95% of Mackenzie. And it may not matter, because in general, he's just saying, yeah, Mike, it's more of a compliment than a shot, obviously. Hughes is kicking ass already.
Boy, they're loving him, aren't they?
Everybody's saying all the right things.
They love him, yeah.
Boy, can you imagine if he turns out to be the kind of first-round pick he's supposed to be?
Well, then you can get rid of Trey Waynes and save that money.
Yeah, that was the Ron Johnson theory.
Sure, and I like that theory, but even looking at just this season, those three in the same defensive backfield, if Hughes is supposed to be as good, and again, I'm impressed with Waynes. Last year, I thought he had a very good year.
He was good.
Yeah.
He's getting much better.
That would be a hell of a defensive backfield. Now, and then at safety, obviously, you got Harrison and Sendejo?
Yep. Yeah.
Who, again, before he got hurt, had a good year last year as well.
Sendejo's okay.
I think he's better than okay.
He just plays next to maybe the greatest safety to play in the last 15 years.
Well, you're sitting beside John Bonas.
But out of everybody on this team, Sendejo may be, and this is not just because he wore that hat that said make football violent again, he may be the most likely to get flagged or fined or ejected. Right?
Yeah.
That lowering the helmet rule, that's what he does.
Yeah.
He lowers his helmet and sometimes doesn't even look at where he's throwing his body. He just wants to hit somebody so hard.
Yeah, give him something to break.
Right. I think he's the most likely to get flagged for that penalty.
Yeah. And I can't wait for real games.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I mean,
you've got.
I'm excited for Sunday or Saturday. I'm excited to watch them back at home. But man, that San Francisco Sunday will be so good. San Diego thank yous will be phenomenal. I gotta just train wreck
there. Ow.
Football sports.
Whales. Football whales.
The Vikings are hosting Jacksonville on Saturday on noon right here on The Fan. Vikings are 4.5-point favorites. That's a pretty big preseason spread. What the hell's going on there? I don't quite understand that. 4.5.
Without.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, good.
We look dominant.
It's preseason.
In the first game.
So what if Fowler and Jalen Ramsey don't play a series? That's so weird. Well, anyway, over under is 40.
Don't you think the first team will probably play a quarter?
Maybe, yeah. Probably about a quarter.
Yeah.
Man.
Maybe less if it looks as good as last week, right? Yeah. It's all about how it's going.
Well, if they do the same thing last week as the same thing, if they do the same thing Saturday that they did last Saturday, one series, you play two, right?
You have a seat, bud. You play two. Yeah. That probably gets you close to the end of the first quarter, and you say that's good enough.
Yeah.
John, these guys are always talking about how real bettors love to bet on preseason football. I can't imagine a less exact science than that.
I know.
I can't imagine.
Flipping a coin.
Yeah.
But there's some science to it. I don't understand it. Somebody should explain it to me. And I ask every year, and somebody explains it to me, and then I forget it instantly, and then ask 12 months later.
Yeah. One of the biggest gamblers I know, he tried to explain it to me, and I was like...
Creasel?
No, the other guy.
The Jacksonville Jaguars, called the Vikings in the spring to ask about these possible scrimmages, and that's exactly what they're going to do. The Vikings and Jags will practice against each other tomorrow and Thursday, and then square off on Saturday.
What do you think of the, like, you know, they meet at the center of the field, and there's like, you know, here are the guidelines. You don't hit our quarterback, we won't hit yours. You don't take our running back to the ground, we won't take your running back to the ground. That kind of thing. And there has to be some rules.
I don't know.
There are rules. They're called National Football League rules. Just play some football.
Probably.
And Coach, in his press conference yesterday, I left this clip out.
Yeah.
But he basically just said, we addressed that. He said they approached him. I forget the coach's name.
Marone.
Yeah, Marone. And he's like, okay, we'll do it. I don't have any stupid fighting or grudges or any of that junk. I just want to work and get better. And if you see what happened with the Jaguars, the Redskins and who?
I think it was the
Jets.
Maybe the Jets, yeah. The Dolphins got into a skirmish too. Like, everybody's fighting right now with their own team, with other teams.
You get frustrated.
A lot of fighting in football.
Guy that won't, you know, some people just take it too far.
Yeah. That one got really out of control.
That really escalated
that
fast.
That really escalated quickly.
Brick killed a guy. I saw that.
See?
Lindsay Whalen announced that she will retire at the end of the Lynx season. Most of us assumed that was going to be the case because she's taken over as Gophers women's head basketball coach, but she officially announced it yesterday. 4 Lynx championships, maybe 5 this year, you never know. 4 Lynx championships, 2 Olympic gold medals, led the Gophers to the Final Four in 2004. She is the winningest player in WNBA history with 322 wins. LeBron James tweeted, quote, "Makes all the sense in the world now why her last name starts with W, Lindsay Wins."
Aww.
Wow.
That's cool, man.
I think there's a video that the Lynx posted of her, Lindsay, and Cheryl Reeves sitting in like the conference room waiting to start. And Cheryl had to walk out because she got so emotional about it.
Aww.
Hmm. WWE legend Jim the Anvil Neidhart died at the age of 63. Fell and hit his head at his at his home. Or did an owl do it?
Hmm.
Yeah, I've tested that theory.
Can I play you guys something?
An owl might have done it. We need to look into that. That sucks. I love that tag team. The Hart Foundation.
Yeah. Hell
Hart
Foundation, man. Hell yeah.
Listen to this, guys.
Wrestling whales.
So WWE must have been, obviously, last night. Duh. Ronda Rousey, and she's close friends with Natalya, who is the Anvil's daughter.
Yes, and Natalya is apparently a current WWE star, right? Yeah.
Listen to this speech that Ronda gives. It's so well done in the ring.
Natalya's father, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, passed away. Any loss is heartbreaking, but to lose a father, our Fathers are our pillars of strength in a hostile world. They are our reassurance that everything is going to be okay. But when that reassurance is ripped away, we have to face the fact that our fathers have been raising us to be the pillars of strength our families need when they're gone.
Yeah, she's not done.
Stay strong, Natalia Neidhart. We all love you.
I just think that's so well said.
That was good.
That's
and that's in
good.
The middle of the damn ring. And you can tell at first, you know, they're there to be rowdy and wrestle and drink beer and have fun and blah, blah, blah. And she lays it down and says it as it is right there in the middle of the ring. I'm really impressed.
Want to hear something crazy I didn't know about Jim the Anvil Neidhart?
Yeah, please.
Of course, Hart Foundation with Bret the Hitman Hart. Two-time WWE Tag Team Champions. I think we all remember that part. But before that, brief stints with the Cowboys and Raiders. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
No. Yeah.
I don't know if it was for a cup of coffee or for a year or so, but he apparently was at least a part of the Cowboys and the Raiders for a half a second. Was in the WWE until 1997, but officially retired from wrestling in 2013. That's age 58.
Wow.
So I don't know between 97 and 2013 what his role was in other wrestling circles, if he was still wrestling or if he was... you know, I don't know, like one of those Paul Bearer guys on the side of the ring. I don't know what he was doing, but didn't officially retire until 5 years ago.
Huh.
Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan. When will my world turn around?
Stand by. Sorry, I was talking to Kevin and forgot what I was doing, and I probably should be paying attention to my jobs, but...
That's fine.
Kevin McDermott is on the hotline. He's your long snapper of your future world champion Minnesota Vikings.
And nobody asked you, Kevin!
No, we asked him to call, and he was nice enough to do so. Kevin, I miss your face. It's so good to hear your voice. How are you, buddy?
I'm great, Hawks. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So you're down at the TCO Training Center right now getting ready for a long day of work, right?
Well, I'm actually at my hotel right now about to drive to the TCO Performance Center.
What room are you staying in?
Wouldn't you like to know, Corey?
I would!
Kind of. We're going to send you flowers.
Man, we got some questions for you, Mr. McDermott. What's it like looking at a guy bomb a 57-yard field goal from between your legs?
Man, I was so pumped. The scouts came up to me yesterday, who work with special teams, and go, "Yeah, I liked your celebration when we kicked the 57-yarder. You could see me after the ball went over the line, running downfield with my arms outstretched like I was finishing a marathon."
That's great.
I didn't
man.
See that. That's funny.
We had been told on the broadcast, I believe it was PA that was saying that he was booting 70-yarders before the game. Is that true?
I would believe it. We were trying some pretty long ones in warm-ups, and Daniel is from that area. He's from Colorado Springs, so he knows how the altitude affects the ball, and he had a great showing for his first NFL game.
Kevin, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Sauce. How are you?
I actually really do miss you because you're a
I
kind
miss you
soul,
too, man.
And you don't make fun of me on the golf course like everyone else. I take golfing. when you first see a kicker, minus the makes and the misses, how can you instantly tell that you know they're a step ahead than the rest of the group?
I don't know if you can tell if they're a step ahead of like the competition, but you can tell if they're going to be successful because of their demeanor. I've been around, I don't know, between 8 and 10 different kickers in my NFL career. And there's one thing that all of them have in common, and it's that they don't get too high and they don't get too low in their demeanor. You know, they, They are very even keel and are able to handle the pressure and take it, the misses in stride and not get too, excited about overconfident about the makes, and they're able to keep things in perspective.
So that one was 57 yards, and like you mentioned, it was in the elevation in Denver. Looked like it would have been good from at least 65. If you had to guess Daniel Carlson's range at U.S. Bank Stadium or TCO for practice, how far do you think he can kick it?
Oh, I think he made a 61-yard fair catch free kick at practice at the TCO Performance Center outside about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. So I'm sure that he could make it from further than that, but we really haven't tried any longer than that out here. So, but I'm sure we'll be seeing the range at some point.
My sources say too that like Kai Forbath and him are getting along super well. They both understand that this is a business, but it sounds like they're being super friendly and respectful about it as well. The battle at kicker.
Yeah, Kai's an unbelievable guy who's been through this type of situation before. And, he's not pulling all the tricks out of his bag and just handing them and telling them to Daniel. But he's, been very helpful to Daniel, and they're good friends. And Daniel's been very respectful to Kai. And so it's been a really good competition so far this camp.
Obviously, I would assume one of them has to go when this is all said and done. I know it's, it's a business, but there's got to be a little bit of human nature where you're like, oh, this sucks. I worked with that guy for 2 or 3 years, and now he's gone. But you got to move on, right?
Yeah, it's just a business. And, those decisions will be made at some point during camp. And like you said, we won't carry two kickers, but it is a business, and that's what we sign up for in the NFL. But that type of decision doesn't end friendships. If one of the guys wins the competition, it doesn't mean that I'm never gonna talk to the other person again. So I think the team will obviously support whatever guy wins the job, and we wish whoever doesn't the best.
Again, Kevin McDermott, nice enough to call. I know you got to go, man. You got to drive to practice. I'll ask you one last thing here, and then we'll let you go. And as always, it's good to hear your voice, and I appreciate it, and hope you'll call in whenever you get around to it. Kevin, obviously you have one or two very, very important jobs. But the rest of the time when you're not working, I'm sure there's a lot of observing going on. There's two ways a team can react to losing in the NFC Championship game and getting just stomped. They can either be overconfident and just kind of go in the tank, or they can reassert themselves and come back better than ever. From the outside looking in, obviously I'm talking as a fan, it looks like we've done the latter. Would you agree with that?
I would. I think that the team is very focused on making sure that we're prepared for the start of the regular season. I know that everyone is working really, really hard. We're getting ready for that week one game against San Francisco. And there are a bunch of guys who, aren't your normal regular starters who are scratching and clawing to make the roster. So I think that there's no one on the team that's satisfied, because we know that we are poised for really great things.
Thanks for calling in, dude. We'll talk to you down the road.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Love talk you. To you
later. Hey, real quick, Mama's doing okay? Mama's doing okay? Everything going on schedule there?
Mama is great. We're having a girl.
Oh, congratulations, yes. That's man. Awesome. Good for you, brother.
Buckle up, dude. You're 12 years away from hell. Good luck, man.
Enjoy it, buddy. Take care, my friend. There goes Kevin McDermott. What a good dude. He'll be the best dad ever. Yeah. He will. He'll be a great daddy.
Ah. Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Hockey kind of did.
I did. I asked him, and
he said
yes.
We'll do What Really Matters next, scores and stats around the world of sports. And Chris will change your life with something else. It'll be so much fun. And John Bonus will talk more.
We'll see.
I hope.
Oh, he's shunning us.
It's been 5 years since I've seen her face. She's the Holy Ghost lost without a trace. Man.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for tuning in. So it's Tuesday, and John Bonus is here. Sing it, girl. Sing it, girl. Hey, Johnny John Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any memorabilia that you really love? Since you're a big giant baseball fan, like, you know, there's few things more collectible to the fan than a baseball memorabilia item.
Yeah, my favorite is I've got a Chicago White Sox minor league jersey signed by Michael Jordan.
Oh, good now,
that's
for you.
Pretty damn good.
How'd you get that to happen?
To a Kirby Puckett pool tournament a while back and won it at the... Wanted at that thing.
I'm glad you brought that up because we knew that you had that and we looked into it.
Totally fake.
Totally fake. He didn't sign it. Michael B. Jordan from Black Panther signed it.
Well, I'd take that.
Yeah, that's not bad either. That's a sexy dude.
Agreed.
Even with dots all over his body.
I mean, whatever. I haven't seen it.
How good is that film?
So good.
Oh, by the way, Avengers comes out today.
And, Infinity War?
Infinity War.
On DVD. Maybe?
I got a sneak peek of it. There's extras on it. There's a bunch of extras of Thor topless in the extras. You just download the DVD and you can... It's like him with like his sword topless. Like in different settings. It's pretty cool. Some of them he's super sweaty in. What are you doing?
How do you buy Apple TV?
I think you just go to apple.com. Yeah, a lot of topless Thor pics in the extras of that DVD.
Can you rent movies or can you permanently purchase them?
I think there's a digital download for you down the hall.
If I may, and there was a reason I asked you about the piece of memorabilia, John.
Okay, yes.
But I bought the Daredevil 2 movie, not Daredevil. Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2 movie,
why would you buy Daredevil?
I always do that. I don't know why I always say Daredevil. Anyway. Deadpool 2, if you buy it on iTunes or whatever, comes with a bunch of extras as well, including an uncut, longer edition of the film. Have you seen it?
No, but they were very excited. The first showing of that was at Comic-Con. They were all very excited about it. So.
There must be the first 12 minutes of the film are brand new. I didn't see any of it. It's an extended amount of killing from Deadpool that's hilarious and great. There is so much more movie. It must be 40 minutes longer, the uncut version. Anyway, so I just think Ryan Reynolds is such a great character. I just had that.
Deadpool's brilliant. So good. It's so good.
The record for the most expensive autographed non-game used baseball has been shattered. Big time. A ball with signatures of 11 of the first baseball Hall of Famers just went for $632,369.
It's like a dollar an hour.
Thank you. The previous record was held by a ball signed by Babe Ruth, which sold for $338,375 in 2014. Here are the names on the baseball. Honus Wagner.
Wow.
The Babe. Ty Cobb. Cy Young. Tris Speaker. George Sisler. Great steakhouse. Walter Johnson. Connie Mack. Nap LaJoy. Eddie Collins. And Grover Cleveland Alexander. These guys were among the 25 men inducted into the Hall of Fame in its first 4 years, from 36 to 39. The physical Hall of Fame in Cooperstown didn't open until 39. When it did, only 11 of those 25 were still alive, and they all attended the official opening. That's when they signed the ball.
And you're a gigantic fan of baseball, John, and it sounds like that little collection of guys only autographed a handful of baseballs ever.
Right.
And this is one of them. It's, what, $600,000-something?
Yeah.
So how much would you pay to get your hand on a couple of balls? I was talking to you, John.
Oh, is that me?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're the big John. Baseball guy.
I thought you were contemplating. I honestly thought you were really deeply thinking about this.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be paying $632,000 to get my hands on it.
What if it was the best two balls that anybody could find? Like, pristine condition.
I'm happy with what I've got, I think.
You shouldn't be.
How many balls do you have at home?
Just an opinion.
Plenty. I don't know.
Plenty.
Yeah, sure.
A plethora.
Enough.
More than one, but less than three?
Yeah, well.
It's time for what really matters.
Okay.
Damn.
Scores and stats around the world of sports. And in between, I'll do that part, and then Chris tells you something else. Here we go.
Yeah, I got stuff.
You know, remember the PGA Championship was Sunday, right?
I remember that.
Brooks Koepka, your winner?
Sure.
But Tiger Woods finished second. And the ratings up 69% from last year because of the Tiger Effect.
Nice.
69% higher than the year before for the final round ratings.
Wowzers.
Of the PGA. That's insane.
Unbelievable.
Also, speaking of golf, if we look ahead to the 2019 Masters next April, 11th through the 14th, the odds are already out in a lot of sports books. Your favorite is?
Tiger Woods.
Brooks Koepka.
Jordan Spieth at 10-1.
Oh.
Jordan Spieth is your 10-1 favorite. Tiger Woods, though, second at 12-1. Then Brooks Koepka and Rory McIlroy at 14-1. So Tiger, the second favorite.
For what again?
The Masters.
Oh, I get it. Well played.
Masters. Masters.
A tradition like no other.
Spieth is pretty goddamn good at the the Masters.
Yeah.
What really matters, though, is this.
Great point. Georgia was the first state to lower the voting age from 21 to 18. They did it in 1943. The constitutional amendment lowering the age nationwide wasn't passed until 1971.
I think we should up it again.
Why?
To what?
37.
I can't vote then.
Perfect.
Oh. Well, I didn't vote last time.
Shocking.
Shocking. Well, I wouldn't have voted for who you voted for. You voted for Clyde the Glide Drexler.
Yeah. Weird vote.
Yeah. Waste of a vote, in my
opinion. Weirdest thing is he got 10 write-ins.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 of us know what's up.
Yeah, I guess. Proud of you, though.
Roquan Smith ended his holdout with the Bears. He was the only unsigned draft pick left in the NFL. Signed a 4-year, fully guaranteed deal for $18 million, $11 million in bonuses. 8th overall pick with the Chicago Bears.
Hell yeah, good for him.
Why was he holding out?
Part of it's because of that new helmet rule and the fines that you could potentially get. He was worried, and his agent was worried, that some of his guaranteed money could have been forfeited with suspensions due to on-the-field incidents. Not, you know, not off-the-field stuff, but he's mostly right. He's got a point. It's kind of dangerous. There's a lot of money to be lost if you just play hard with these new rules. So,
yeah, but the Bears can't do anything about that.
I don't know. I don't know how they... I haven't seen the specifics yet. I wonder how they worked that problem out, because that seemed to be the number one problem, according to everybody, the last 2 or 3 or 4 weeks. What really matters is this.
Strippers.
Who?
Strippers.
Oh. Sandworms. You know I hate them.
They perform at rich people's funerals in Taiwan because they believe it pleases the dead. I believe it's just because dudes want to see naked chicks.
I think I speak for my client over there. He's now rewriting his will to be buried there.
In Taiwan?
Yeah.
As a guy that does not believe in the afterlife,
That's shocking.
Let me just say this. Strippers and naked chicks please alive people.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't please the dead. They're dead.
I'm going to go out on a limb here on that note. Naked chicks wail.
Paul?
Yeah.
You did something right.
Yeah, and you didn't, yeah.
Thank Couldn't you. Agree more.
I'm shopping online.
It's the most I've ever agreed with you.
Yeah.
Although your take on butts is pretty solid as well.
Butts are great.
That's not your take, though.
Butts are so sweet. Good butt. I'm going to go.
Where are you going? Does it have to be female, or just are you just?
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
Female butts are sweet. Okay. I don't know. Hogsy's got a pretty good butt on him.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that, but there's hail damage.
Yeah, it looks like it was left in the Twister film.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Wait
till I see you at almost 50.
But that's
I'll be dead.
That's only when men die, right?
Rosie.
In Taiwan, or are we talking both ways?
It just says at funerals. It says people's funerals.
So it could be.
It could be
a gal dies and you get male strippers, or is it just the art of like. The strip tease. Is it like naked women dancing provocatively just pleases the dead in general?
Hmm.
Whether or not your orientation is chicks. I don't know. I wonder. My guess is there's a lot of people in Taiwan that don't want to show up to a banana hammock show, regardless of your orientation. Just, there's a dead person there. Get that guy out of here.
Yeah,
who wants
weird.
To see that?
I don't know, man. Butts are so sweet.
Butts are sweet, man. Oh, man.
Wow. Butts are the one thing that seem to make you almost speechless.
That's weird.
Almost what? Beatless?
Speechless.
Oh.
The Minnesota Vikings officially placed Nick Easton on IR, and they signed offensive guard Caleb Johnson, who was waived by Chicago a couple days ago. He played college football at Rutgers, undrafted in 2015, has never appeared in a regular season game.
It's over.
So maybe a camp body? I don't know what their plan is with Caleb Johnson, but Caleb Johnson, for now, is a Minnesota Viking. What really matters is this.
An old nickname in Ireland.
Hey, you're going there today.
Yeah, you're going.
For people from Wicklow, which is where we're going, by the way. We're going on a trip to Wicklow to the castle.
How do they speak there?
They speak like this. An old nickname for people from Wicklow was goat suckers, usually given to them by the nearby neighbors in Dublin. The term was coined because of the feral goats that frequented the Wicklow Meadows Mountains. Wicklow Meadows is where I live. Yeah. Sorry, the Wicklow Mountains. They have spongy surfaces on the rims of their feet that act like suckers, allowing them to hop from surface to surface with ease. Goat suckers! Yuck. Damn goat sucker. I have a problem. I always cuss a lot when I do Irish accents.
Yeah, they call it. Yeah.
You guys would be amazed, I think, at my Joe Pesci impersonation.
Let's hear it.
If I could just say MRF
on
the
could
radio.
Swear, sure.
I
it's can't not, do it's it. Not bad. I've heard you do it.
If I don't say MFR, I can't do it.
Right.
Damn shame.
I'm going to say what I'm about to say very slowly.
Yeah.
But do you guys remember the Saturday Night Live sketch with Jimmy Fallon and Horatio Sands and Janet Jackson about. It's a tour of a wine, like a winery.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And they talk about how important it is to soak the corks that you put into the bottles of wine.
Cork soakers.
Dude, way to gamble.
Thanks.
But that's the whole point, right, is they went a full five-minute sketch about the art of that, and the one person who just butchered that sketch was Janet. Janet couldn't do it. She laughed every time. She stumbled over it every time because she was overthinking it. Couldn't do it. Still a great sketch, though, because
the best part about that is that it's live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's struggling, and Jimmy Fallon and Horatio Sands are just nailing it. They soak the cork.
Brilliant. It's genius.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's a funny bit. My turn?
Yeah.
Lindsay Whalen announced that she is going to retire at the end of this Lynx season. That's nice, right? She led the Gophers at the end of the season. She led the Gophers to four. God dang it. I just screwed up two different stats. She led the Lynx to four championships. She led the Gophers to the Final Four in 2004, which was a badass year.
I love Lindsay Whalen. Lindsay Whalen is one of the nicest athletes I've ever met.
She seems nice.
She's super nice. And she's a super good person. I'm proud of her. I should tell her that the next time I see her.
When are you going to see her again?
I don't know. I'm busy buying nightstands online.
Nightstands?
Yeah.
During the show.
Is it like night moves?
I need one for all my stuff.
You didn't say good point.
Oh, great point. Well, Corey said that bit's dumb, so I'm moving on.
Well, what does he know?
I don't think it's dumb. I just think Chris is right that you a lot of times don't even get it to truly work the way it's supposed to. You'll just be like, you know what else is? OMC, great point.
Yeah, that doesn't.
It has to actually fit into the conversation. You just sometimes say the name of songs and then say great point.
Let me just say what you're thinking. I put no effort into it.
Exactly.
It's the only thing I don't put any effort into.
And what really matters.
Wait, what happened tonight?
What really matters is this.
Good point. In the Irish language, there's no word for yes or no. If you want to confirm or deny something, you must say, I did or I didn't. For example, if someone says, will you have a cup of tea? You have to say, I will, thanks.
I'm so jealous.
I'm so convinced that people in Ireland are think they're going to think I'm from there.
No. No one will think that.
Huh? Nope. Look, when we went to England a year ago, and the two ladies on our trip, Sue and Ellie, both said dilly dilly 9,000 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, the Scissor Sisters?
Yes, that's what we called them all trip long. I don't know why.
Yeah,
because somebody walked in on them doing some like macrame.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
That's like some arts and crafts.
Yeah.
I don't remember. But my point is I can totally see drunk Chris Hockey doing an Irish accent for six straight nights.
Yeah.
I can see him getting the snot kicked out of him.
Yeah, happened before. Literally.
Doing an Irish accent.
Where somebody hits you so hard, like, snot just rolls.
Well, the best bit we did in London was when he was doing that bit. And the guy goes, you're English. And he's like, no, I'm not. That's what it sounded like, but.
I don't remember any of that.
Chris, just a quick heads up. Don't forget this story that I told you 10 years ago when I went to Ireland. I don't remember which time it was, but again, it was over St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
The group I was with, a bunch of radio people from all over the country, we were walking back to the hotel, and on the way back, we ran across this drunk group, and one guy had a kilt on. And this gal walks by and goes, what's under there? She was also hammered. Lucky. And she lifted up the guy's kilt, and the guy didn't even flinch, because what did he care?
Yeah.
And she lifted up his kilt, and there was nothing underneath the kilt. Mm. Needless to say, I tried to buy a timeshare in Dublin.
Oh. You're into up-kilt porn?
Gets a little crazy down there. I'm telling you, that's why you're going to have no interest in seeing the Meg.
I promised I wouldn't.
In Ireland. Mm-hmm. Is you're going to have so much fun. Yeah.
It's the greatest city I've ever been to.
I'm very excited.
I liked London significantly more. I really did. But Dublin is awesome.
Yeah. It's phenomenal.
Do, 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 do.
Everything about it is the culture, the people are super nice, the pub scene is fun.
Pub scene's awesome. I felt that way about London, though. Again, my two favorite cities on the planet are Las Vegas and London.
Yeah, well,
Dublin would be top 10.
If Andy shows up to Dublin, then you'll...
Oh, I wish he could. He's on vacation somewhere else.
He's in Orlando.
Yeah, I know.
Nice of him to care.
If you guys had to tell me, outside of the Americans, something on Netflix to download onto my phone that I should watch that's on Netflix.
Well, keep watching Billions, but that's not on Netflix.
Okay, yep.
Something on Netflix.
Think about it and tell me after the break.
That you should watch that you haven't already watched.
I know something.
And preferably comedy, but also documentaries. But give me anything. Anything that I should download to my phone for the long 8-hour trip over the ocean.
Hmm. Okay. Challenge accepted.
Sex!
Sauce and I are big fans of the band Churches. They're on Jimmy Kimmel tonight.
Is that right?
On with Kimmel tonight. And they're in town in a couple of months. The Sauce, you and I still don't have tickets. And I think they both sold out.
I got them.
What do you mean you did?
Oh,
thanks for the invite.
You're invited.
How did you get them?
I know a guy. I know a guy for everything.
Oh.
Name something. I bet I can get it for you.
Weed.
Hang on. Abbott, I need some weed.
Abbott's your dealer?
Is your weed guy?
Wow.
That was on the air? I'm going to hear about that.
Church is one of the best live shows I've ever seen. Not even close.
Oh, yeah.
God, they just shred.
Really?
Yes.
I'll take that under advisement.
I couldn't believe it.
I may need to
I was super surprised.
I may need you to get me tickets to this.
It's the best airplane music on the planet. What does that mean? Well, it's pretty self-explanatory, but it's the best kind of music to listen to while you're on your way somewhere in an airplane.
But more importantly, yes. Let's go full circle.
Wait, hold on. I don't understand. Tell me again what airplane music is.
Yeah, what do we do?
Other than it being the soundtrack of one of the funniest movies ever, and I think the first time I saw boobs on a TV.
What?
Yeah, airplane. You see boobs in airplane.
Oh, I don't know what's happening.
No, either do I, but...
You leave out a lot of details in every sentence that you've ever said.
Abbott's mad at me now.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you just accused him of
a drug dealer.
You just accused him of slinging weed on the air. His kids are listening.
His kids are listening.
It was a joke.
Like, where's my cut?
It was a joke.
It's a joke?
It's a joke.
Not a great movie, by the way, with Sam Rockwell.
No, but a good book.
Yeah, you're
great concept.
Well,
what were we talking about?
You're talking about boobs on an airplane.
I'm getting boobs on a plane.
You mentioned the airplane music in terms of sometimes it is different listening to music on an airplane, though, than it is a car. I totally agree. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Thank you, Cor. 100%. When you're on your way somewhere, like...
Remember when we were crying?
Oh, God. Remember how overserved we were?
Yeah, we were pretty drunk.
Shocking.
Hockey and I got... We had the two exit row seats in the back, and we had each had a headphone in. I go, what are you crying to? He was crying to a Foo Fighters documentary.
Yeah, I still cry when I watch it.
But anyhow, there's something about that music and just the way it makes you feel on your way somewhere.
Oh, great point. The way it makes me feel.
Oh, great jam.
Yeah, great jam.
One of his better ones.
I think it might be his best.
I love the way it starts.
Make me feel, the way you make me feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Oh, hold on.
Why am I drawing a blank? Who is that?
It's Michael Jackson.
Oh, oh. This song makes, yeah, this is a horny song.
Man, you can rock this one up. Has anybody ever rocked this up?
Has your dad done
it? I'd love to try. Buzz pedal.
This song's sexual.
Go, girl. Go, go.
Oh, man.
Crackers. Go, go.
What? What?
That's what he said. He loves Ritz.
Is Kenny in this one?
Yeah, no kidding.
God, this song bangs!
Remember in the video, he basically is walking down the street stalking a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said he likes the Foo Fighters. I didn't think they were... I didn't think they were in... even in existence when he wrote this song.
This song is...
The way you make me feel! Oh, good song.
Hell yeah!
MJ kicks ass.
Kicks ass.
As a musician.
Correct. As a musician, he's one of the greatest of all time. He's better than Prince.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I agree with that, too. Ain't nobody business but my baby. And I like Prince, but
can we have
MJ's
a,
MJ.
Can we do a Michael Jackson Monday?
Sure.
It's Tuesday. I mean, do you want to do it next Monday?
Yeah, if that's what you're, I won't be here, so feel free.
Before we get into Fan 5, let's go full circle and talk about things to watch or listen to on an airplane. You mentioned before the break, you're going to Ireland today and you'd like to download something on Netflix flight.
Oh, that is correct. Oh, yes, well.
So I just kind of ran through the Rolodex on my phone here and went through shows. Most of the shows that I would have suggested, I think you've already seen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the two things I'm about to say you've already seen, I don't remember because my memory's garbage now.
Mm.
I have 2 1-hour stand-up specials that I think you should watch.
Ooh, okay, this I'm in. Tell me
one
what those are.
Is that one of them I think is about maybe top five for me ever, just because I think it's so genius and I think the kid's so groundbreaking. Bo Burnham's Make Happy is a must-watch comedy special for everybody that's ever loved stand-up comedy because it's so different and the kid is so smart.
100%.
Right? It's genius.
Yes.
Bo Burnham. Make Happy. And again, if you're not familiar with Bo Burnham, he's the one who wrote and directed this this new movie, Eighth Grade, that everybody's raving about. This low-budget indie film.
Are you okay, man?
It's got like 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. I think it's in the Twin Cities now in a limited release, but he's the genius behind that bit. Anyway, Bo Burnham, Make Happy is number one.
As we speak.
It is absolutely terrific. That's number one.
Danku.
And then Ricky Gervais's Humanity, also A+.
Seen that one.
Oh, you have seen that.
I have seen that.
All right, so those would be the two. Otherwise, everything that I just went through, I think you've already seen. So I don't know if there's a series on Netflix. I mean, you said comedy, so I know you've watched Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. That's definitely
you have seen that?
Worth watching.
Yeah,
that's
very good. Very good. Have you guys watched Narcos? Because
yes.
Our friend Michael Kenny's telling me I should download that series.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And?
It's great, but
that was convincing. Tony the Tiger.
Was it great all the way through?
No, because
it's great.
I didn't say it like that. Golly.
Well, thanks, Gomer Pyle.
Golly. Golly, Ma. Shocked you did. Golly, Ma from that movie kicks ass. They should do a Netflix series on where he went. And just have him walk around and go, Golly, Ma.
He got eaten by alligators.
Yeah,
like, dude, dead. Crocodiles.
Right?
Got ripped to shreds.
He did?
Yeah,
he fell down the cliffs.
I've never seen that. That's not going to take out Gallima.
Yeah, Gallima whales, he rips hearts out. That used to scare the put-Jesus out of me when I was a kid.
The put-Jesus?
Yeah, it's like when Jesus wore pajamas.
Yeah. Okay, what were we talking
about? Would you please get out of your...
So those are my two. I can't help you beyond that. Sauce, you have a recommendation for Chris?
Well, there's that new thing that I haven't watched that everybody raves about, but it's like a... They were talking about it on Ben Maller's show about those death row inmates.
Yeah, it's called I Am a Killer.
That looks
phenomenal.
That's
good.
On Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's actual
that.
Death row people that have been convicted of murder talking about the crimes they committed and why they committed them, how they committed them. I guess it's pretty intense.
Well, and basically, they have nothing to lose. So.
Yeah, so they're going
to
tell you the
truth. So they're spilling the beans.
And when you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose.
And when you watch the trailer, you know sometimes Netflix will just auto-run a trailer of their newest stuff when you log on to Netflix?
Yeah.
the one guy at the end goes something like, I don't regret what I did. Like, I mean, he's just, he's got nothing to lose. It's just,
you should watch it.
And he kind of laughs, too. It's the creepiest laugh, this bald white guy with these evil teeth. Pretty bad. Yeah, just, you know, they're going in every direction. It doesn't look like he's...
Summer teeth?
Yeah.
Doesn't look like he's regretted his dental hygiene either, you know?
Well, he could die.
Yeah.
In hell.
Hawk, did you ever see the movie Thor Ragnarok yet?
I have not.
That is on Netflix.
Oh, no kidding.
And you will love that.
Okay, cool. See, there you go, too. I can get that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's Guardians of the Galaxy-esque.
You should get Xfinity Wars. Comes out today.
Infinity. Xfinity is a cable company.
No, but that's the new one. They fight the cable companies.
Oh, is that right?
So they take on Comcast.
Oh, they're going to lose.
Take on Comcast, and they lose because of how great Comcast is.
Right.
And they're like, wow, this is a worthless 30-second movie. You're a great service.
But yes, Infinity War comes out today.
Thor slams his hand.
And if you're looking for an oldie but goodie, I noticed that The Truman Show is also on Netflix.
Oh,
seems like it would be a great movie to watch on a plane.
That's a good one. I like it.
How many cocktails are you going to have?
How many you got?
Oh, God. That's the best part about traveling.
Yeah, well, an 8-hour flight, you got to have a couple to get some sleepy time in, right?
No sleeping.
Also, by the way, I don't know if you've seen the Joel McHale show on Netflix, but that's pretty goddamn good, too.
Yeah, that is good, yeah.
It's exactly like The Soup used to be, just they can swear now.
So is it a weekly show or something?
Yeah, it's weekly, but obviously it's not time sensitive. The jokes hold up even if it's from months ago now.
Okay.
But he's got, I think they're on the second season now, so you probably got 15 or so episodes of that. Those are 30 minutes apiece.
Tell me your name about the killers again. What is that
called? It's called I Am a Killer.
Okay, I can't find that out. Let me look again.
It's like the opening bit.
Yeah, it should be one of the first things that pops up. You should be able to either search for it or just it should be under Netflix Originals.
Oh, that guy looks like Cousin Festus.
Yeah, Fester.
Yes, Cousin Festus.
Festivus for the rest of us. Yeah, the guy in the picture is the guy that basically says, I didn't regret any of it.
Oh, Jesus.
So that guy's going to be a lot of fun.
The only danger in a show like this is, you know, you feel like you're giving them exactly what they want. You know what I mean?
Attention.
Yeah, sure, yeah, you're like, but I feel where you come from. Yeah. No, it's still interesting as hell. So, okay.
Since you brought up this name earlier, Daredevil. Have you seen Daredevil season one on Netflix?
No, I have not.
You would like season one Daredevil.
No kidding.
I think.
You like Sex and the City.
It's not Deadpool.
Oh, really?
It's dark? Gritty, I would say.
Okay.
But good.
Good.
Like, you've seen Ozark. See, a lot of these shows you've already seen. How much Black Mirror have you watched outside of the episode or two that I sent your way?
That's the only two I've ever watched.
All right, because that's another show. Just throw a dart at Black Mirror, and you're probably going to be disturbed, and we'll have something to talk about. I don't know if that's a great, but again, realistically, I don't know if Black Mirror is the greatest plane show.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to watch Black Mirror on a plane. That might be the wrong setting for that kind of a show.
Especially if you're sitting by, somebody.
Good point. So you might want to skip that, but in general, Black Mirror should be on the top of everybody's list.
Butte. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
I feel well
prepared.
Have you
heard of Home Improvement?
I have.
Yeah, watch that.
Okay.
Go see it.
If you're a 7-year-old kid, go watch Cupcake and Dino.
No one wants to watch that.
My little Harper Rowan Randy Cove watches it every single day. She loves it.
What's her middle name?
Harper Rowan Randy Cove.
Four names?
Yeah, some people have that.
Randy, a family name?
No. Angie disliked the sound of it.
Oh.
The HRRC. That's what we call her.
No kidding.
Yep. Fan 5 is brought to you by CarX. Thanks, CarX.
Yeah. Don't worry. Hold on. I'm sorry. I was unprepared. I was downloading things on Netflix.
Don't worry. Call the CarX man.
Spoink.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, spoink.
Yeah, spoink.
Spoink.
When do you leave?
The plane leaves at 1, so I'm going to get the airport as soon as possible.
You're literally going to go at...
As soon as the show's
over. Yes, correct.
Yeah, that's right. That's
how start Drankson.
They have Guinness at the airport.
Did I tell you, John, that's the first stop today when we land?
The Guinness tour.
When do you get in?
The factory, really?
Technically tomorrow morning at 7:30 their time, we land.
Nice.
Is it a direct flight?
No, we land in Newark and then go from there.
Mm. Guinness makes a good breakfast beer.
Yeah,
where's Newark?
That works.
You didn't just... You were kidding. You know where Newark is, right?
Like Newark, like the airport?
Yeah, but hang on a second. Nobody tell him.
But I just assume there's like a...
Drums, everybody, drum.
Newark sounds like the London airport.
It's not.
Paul, come on.
No, yes. Newark is in... Cincinnati, New York City, get a rope, Brooklyn, New Jersey.
No!
There we go.
Hey-o!
Hawaii.
That's right.
Oh, thank you. John, let's talk a little bit of brief baseball, shall we? Because baseball mostly doesn't matter right now.
No one cares about baseball.
I went to a Saints game last night. I saw Alex at the Saints game last night.
Alex Keel?
Oh, no kidding. Yes. Uh-uh.
Or Alex Trebek?
He's a good boy.
Keel.
I like
He's
Alex.
Dead.
The Twins were off yesterday. Super they horny. Host the Pirates tonight at 7:10. Chris is going to Ireland, so it's fitting that the Pirates on the mound tonight will have Jameson Taillon. Talon? Talion? How do you say it? Doesn't matter. Jameson is his first name, though.
That's awesome.
Versus Jake Odorizzi. Well.
There are some statistics that I'd like to share with you now. They are numbers.
The Pirates tonight are -125. The Twins +115. The over-under, 8.5. The Twins are 54-63, which isn't good.
Yeah, I'll play a little. Sorry.
Did you guys see what happened on Twitter yesterday with Mr. Richie Incognito?
Yes.
He tweeted out that he reportedly donated $1,000 to the Mike Zimmer Foundation, trying to, you know, stay on that bat signal in case Zimmer gets really, really desperate. But then he said the following on Twitter, and I would like somebody to explain this to me, because I don't understand it. Remember when Zimmer reacted to Richie Incognito's tweets before and responded at the press conference with, tweet that. Remember that bit by Zimmer, which was great? I'm going to read this tweet from Richie Incognito exactly how he tweeted it, including the word that he screws up. Tweet that, coach. Put your money where your mouth is, Zimmer. So he donates $1,000 and then says, tweet that, coach, ! Put your money where your mouth is, Zimmer.
Do you think he...
So I think he wants Zimmer to donate to his own foundation.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
He tweets a lot.
He's got insane. Some time.
Yeah, he
some time on his hands.
Vikings wide receiver Stacy Coley got carted off from practice yesterday. I have not seen an update, but he was carted off. Right. I guess he took a bad fall after trying to make a sideline catch. Don't know what's wrong, though. I actually heard Gurdzie and Bump breaking it down live as it was happening. I was like, whoa, that's
Didn't
not good.
Now he's getting carted off. Offensive lineman that was carried off or something?
Rashard Hill, but he came back.
Yeah,
okay,
he's
good.
Okay. All right. Thank gosh. Can't lose any more of those.
No,
Anthony Barr was back at practice after skipping the game and a couple of practices. Barr was back. You know, skipping's the wrong word. He missed the game and missed the last couple of practices. Didn't skip it.
Okay.
That was misleading.
Yeah,
I apologize.
A little bit, but it still works.
That was a hoax, right?
Right, I shouldn't have used the word skipped. He just wasn't there.
Right, and I'm Cindy Lauper.
You are?
John Bonas, we have one segment left with you,
All right.
This next one's going to highlight you. We have a lot of
that's a big
takes
mistake.
We'd like to throw at you, because it's Marvel Cinematic Universe related.
Yes. All right. I'm game.
So we need your expert nerddom when we come back. Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
Your shot at a trip to our iHeartRadio Music Festival now.
iHeartRadio!
Text the keyword SHOP to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry, plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's SHOP to 200-200.
Hey, it's Corey Cove, Power Trip Morning Show for Treasure Island Resort and Casino.
Good morning, everybody. Power Trip Morning Show. 18 minutes away from Vikings news, but just to hold you over a bit, yesterday, Coach had a little bit of a press conference to break down how things are going so far this season. You know, lets us all know the progress of your favorite team. Yesterday, he talked about a young man by the name of Tom Compton, who looks like he's going to play left guard.
Well, I don't know yet. You know, we're still looking, and we haven't made any decisions that way. But he played pretty well the other night, was solid, really didn't have any miscues in there. You know, we're just going to continue. Look, we still got a couple more weeks before we go.
Offensive line, of course, the big question mark everybody's concerned about. But not Coach Zimmer. He says to relax. So we will. John Bonas in on a Tuesday morning, 7:23, August 14th of 2018. Hi, Corey. Hi, Saucy.
Hey, babe.
Corey wasn't in the room when I said hi to him, was he?
Hi.
Hi. We were talking about Tom Compton, possibly your left guard.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. In that soundbite,
yeah,
he says, we're still looking. And then he kind of backtracks quickly. They're obviously looking for another left guard. They don't want Tom Compton to start a game.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not.
All right.
But what do I know? I don't know. I do know that John Bonus is here.
Hi, John.
Johnny John Johnson, John.
John, you like to go to Comic-Con. You're basically a self-proclaimed...
I'm a geek.
A comic book nerd.
Yeah, Johnny right? John Johnson.
Yeah, it's his name.
There's a list that just came out on IGN.com. I don't know what IGN stands for, but IGN.com.
All right. Hockey does.
And they have a list of 15 actors and actresses who almost were Avengers. And then it fell through for whatever reason, whether it's contractually, whether they declined, whether they took
have another
project. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Sure,
right,
yeah.
Right.
So I give you the actor. Let's see if you can guess who he or she was slated to play or was aimed to play. Number one, Tom Cruise was almost an Avenger.
Iron Man.
That is the correct answer.
Wow.
Wow, hang on. Let me get the bell and the buzzer for this because I think you're going to be good at this.
That's right.
Tom Cruise was almost Iron Man. He was a contender to play Tony Stark way back in the 90s, well before the Marvel Cinematic Universe ever began with Iron Man back in 2008 and Robert Downey Jr. But Cruise was slated to be Iron Man. Don't know why it didn't happen. Number two.
Got to be the mummy.
Number two, Sam Rockwell, who was in Iron Man 2, right? He played the villain Justin Hammer in Iron Man 2. But Sam Rockwell, great actor, was almost an Avenger.
Let's go with, no, it can't be Thor. I'm blanking. How about, Guardian of the Galaxy?
That's tricky. Because he also was almost Iron Man. This was right before Robert Downey Jr. got the role, but Sam was in the running to be Iron Man as well. And then he ended up being the villain in Iron Man 2.
Okay.
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes? Wesley Snipes would make a good... What a Hawkeye.
Damn it.
Also Iron Man?
Try again. Wesley Snipes.
Let's see, War Machine?
How many chances do I have to give you?
I don't know.
Wesley Snipes here.
Damn it.
Think about it.
Captain America.
Think in the last calendar year.
In the last calendar year.
Yeah, I'm kind of proud of you that this wasn't the first thing that came to mind.
Really?
Wesley Snipes. Giant box office success within the last year.
Deadpool?
Man, you're awful at this.
Oh, Black Panther, duh.
Dude, Jesus. That's unbelievably racist.
No, you're right.
But that's right. Right. Yes.
Wesley Snipes was almost Black Panther. This was also back in the 1990s, but he was too old by the time they finally got around to do it, so they picked Chadwick Boseman instead.
1990s?
In the 90s, he was going to be Black Panther.
Okay.
Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal was almost an Avenger. Which one?
Jake Gyllenhaal sounds to me like Captain America.
Jake Gyllenhaal was almost Spider-Man. He almost took over for Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man 2, and now he's going to be Mysterio in Spider-Man Far From Home. So if it turns out between Rockwell and Gyllenhaal, if you don't get to be the lead, later you play a villain in a different Avengers movie or Marvel movie. David Duchovny was almost an Avenger.
Well, this has got to be way back. Almost an Avenger.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm going to try Hulk.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow. That is right. It was close between David Duchovny and Edward Norton back in the day, and they gave it to Norton instead.
Now that I know these are about 15 years old, it makes sense.
Not all of them. Some of them are much more recent than that.
All right.
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt. Well, let's try Black Widow.
That's right.
Wow, bonus.
That is correct. Now, of course, Black Widow is Scarlett Johansson. She also was almost Agent Carter, and that's apparently Haley Atwell. So she had a chance at being both. Liam Hemsworth.
All right. Well, Hemsworth's got to be Thor.
That's right.
Almost, yep, and then his brother Chris got it. Probably a smart move on their part that Chris got it instead of Liam, but whatever. How about The Office's John Krasinski? He was almost a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Captain America.
Wow. Right. You're good at this.
You're so good. You're
How about this, by the way?
Are we excited about the Jack Ryan thing?
I love John Krasinski, and I don't have a lot of emotional attachment to Jack Ryan, but I'm a fan of John. I'm going to give him a shot for sure.
Yeah, he's great.
The interesting one thing about that, by the way, is Krasinski was almost Captain America, but he reportedly backed out late in the audition process. So it was his decision to walk away on some level. That's crazy. And then, of course, now it's Chris Evans. Glenn Howerton from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Now, which one is Glenn Howerton from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? Do we know?
Yeah.
Is he the one from AP Bio as well?
That's correct.
On NBC?
That's right, yeah. Dark-haired dude, good-looking guy.
All right, let's try...
attractive.
Let's try one of the... Let's try Hawkeye. I don't know.
Get out of God!
Glenn Howerton was almost... Star-Lord of Guardians of the Galaxy.
That was my first guess. Mm. Go with it.
Always go with your gut.
I know.
It's worked well for me with poker. Jason Momoa. Now, if you don't know who that is, that's
Aquaman.
Aquaman, of course, right. as well, but that's not Marvel. But he's Aquaman. He's also Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones. But he was almost a Marvel character as well.
Could be a little bit of a crazy.
Yep,
crazy
you're
Marvel
on the right
character.
Path. And I'll give you a little hint. Not an A-list character. So like a second-tier Marvel character with a little touch of crazy to him.
Loki?
John, you have embarrassed yourself for the last time.
It's a Guardians character.
Oh, John. It's got to be...
You're so bad.
The raccoon. No. Rocket Raccoon?
No.
No?
Rocket
then what? Then Drax.
Drax is right. Yes, Drax is correct.
Get yourself together, bonus.
Olivia Wilde was almost in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I'll go with Black Widow again.
That's so sexist.
Yeah, bonus. Yeah,
why can't she be Thor?
She was going to be Hulk.
Yeah.
Olivia Wilde was almost Gamora.
Gamora, yeah. All right.
And then now it says Zoe Saldana. Jim Carrey was almost a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Go for it.
Jim Carrey, you say? Well, he was also... Wasn't he one of the Batman villains and one of the old...
He was the Riddler.
He was the Riddler.
Edward Nigma.
Let's go with... Jim Carrey was too old to be Spider-Man. He was not suave enough to be Iron Man.
This is within the last handful of years.
I think I know.
It's a very, very recent one.
Actually, I would have loved him as a Loki. I think he'd have been a great Loki.
Chris, you don't know the answer to this?
I don't.
Take a shot at
Superman.
It then. Wrong universe.
DC.
Well, slap my nuts.
He didn't even know which universe it was.
Slap your nuts?
You just guessed this a couple guesses ago.
I just guessed this. Hawkeye?
Nope.
Hi.
You guessed this for Jason Momoa, I think. Didn't you guess this for Momoa? I forget who you guessed this for.
I'd have that.
Oh, Rocket Raccoon?
That's right.
Jim Carrey was almost Rocket Raccoon.
That would have made sense. That
Bradley
would work.
Cooper instead, the voice.
I like. Yep. Yeah, Bradley Cooper's humor is a little drier. I like it better.
Saoirse Ronan.
Yes, correct.
Was almost in the Marvel
I don't
universe.
Know who that is.
She was Lady Bird.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I hear good things.
Saoirse, like inertia. This one's a little.
Unfortunately, I forget her name. The empath. From Guardians of the Galaxy. What is her name?
Scarlet Witch is the right answer.
Oh, that's right.
Ooh, yes.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, the last two are big ones, and then we can move on.
All right.
Because we only have 15 anyway. Joseph Gordon-Levitt was almost a main... How do I say this without giving it away? Was almost a big enough character where this character had his own movie.
Well, he did not become Batman, so we know that.
Yeah, he did.
He did not.
He was Robin. He was going to be Dark Knight.
No. So it did. He didn't. Act, that character did not get his own movie, or he did.
No, the character that he almost was does have his own standalone Marvel movie.
Yes.
You can do this. I think you're going to think about it, and I think you're going
to
get it.
Feels to me like another Iron Man, but I don't think that's it.
Nope, so guess again. Because that's incorrect.
That's a terrible guess, bonus. You could be embarrassed by that.
Doctor Strange.
No.
Testicle Cheeks.
Testicle Cheeks is not yet an Avenger hockey.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, JGL, was almost another guy with a hyphenated name.
Danny
like
Martin
Gordon-Levitt. Ant-Man.
That's right.
Oh, good one.
He and Paul Rudd were the front runners in 2013, and then they eventually gave it to Paul Rudd.
Cool.
They're like, we can't let Batman be Ant-Man.
Yeah, right.
Last but not least, Joaquin Phoenix.
Mm. Now, he feels like a Loki.
That's a terrible guess, bonus. You're mailing this in worse than I
am. I'm going to call you Jonas from now on.
Yeah.
In fairness to John, by the way, there are about 90 people to guess. This is much. He's actually done pretty goddamn well. Take one more shot at it, though. This was also, by the way, a character big enough to have his own movie. Within the last couple years.
Oh, boy.
He's in one of the main scenes in Infinity Wars.
One of the main scenes of Infinity Wars?
In the very beginning.
Boy. Again, I'm thinking Doctor Strange.
That's right.
Okay.
Doctor Strange is right.
Well done.
Cumberbatch got it, but Joaquin Phoenix was in the mix.
That would have worked.
I might have liked him better.
What's wrong with Cumberbatch, man?
I'm not anti Cumberbatch.
It's hard to be anti Cumberbatch once you watch Sherlock. Sherlock's a terrific, terrific, terrific television show.
Fantastic.
Have you seen the Doctor Strange films?
I saw it.
Is it?
It's all right. I'm not a big comic book movie fan. I thought it was washable. I would never watch it again, but I thought it was a one-time decent film. It was okay.
No.
Also on Netflix.
But yes, I have, actually.
Doctor Strange is on Netflix.
I
you're right.
See that, yeah.
John, you did pretty well.
Well,
not bad.
John.
Thank you for your time. We'll see you next week.
Yes,
right?
We'll talk together.
John Bonus, everybody.
I love you, John.
TwinsDaily.com.
I love you, John.
Have fun in Ireland.
Goodbye, baby.
Vikings news is next. We'll talk about Nick Easton, Caleb Johnson, Richie Incognito, Stacey Coley, Anthony Barr, and so much more after this on The Fan.
The Fan.
Now, normally, you'd be tuning in right now and you'd hear the dulcet tones of the one and only Carly Zucker, but she's not in until tomorrow, is that right?
Coming in tomorrow.
Tomorrow, that's right.
So I think she gets back from Las Vegas today, but can't make the show, so she'll join tomorrow. I don't know what time, whenever she wants.
Yeah.
She's a chick, so she'll probably be like an hour late.
Whenever she rolls in
right
here.
Well, maybe we should do like our strategy with our wives, right? If we want her here by 7:30, just tell her to show up at 6:30.
Yeah, I got to be
And then
honest.
She'll roll in at 7 or 7:30.
Yeah, a lot
and
of
be
the
right
things,
on time.
A lot of the things you guys complain about when it comes to your wives... My wife complains about with me.
I actually don't complain about anything.
That's not true at all.
Yeah, that's not
you
even close
about
to true.
A lot.
I complain about your mom.
Yeah, why do you complain about mommy?
She's
already okay. But you seem to like that.
Classy.
Yeah, you're so unclassy.
What?
Yeah, you are. He's right. Good point, Corey. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Should we do Vikings news?
Yeah, there's lots of it.
Yeah, we'll do a little Vikings news.
Yeah.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Ranko
Truck Accessories Pro.
The Smoink. Minnesota Vikings have preseason game number 2 this Saturday against the Jacksonville Jaguars of Anaheim at noon. That's right, a noon Saturday preseason game.
Weird.
What the hell?
I have no idea. Didn't they do this... Like a year or two. Well, the
no, but I don't like it. But
the San Diego game, where Teddy looked great. That was a noon game.
Hey, you know what else we should do? On-air programming idea. Unless like Bob Hagen or Tom West or Jeff Anderson or anybody down there at TCO is listening. The digital ticket thing is freaking people out for Saturday, right? Don't you think? I've heard a lot of people going, "What do I do now? How do I get into this game?" Mm-hmm. Right? Because isn't it basically just you cannot print your tickets from home anymore. You just have to have the digital ticket.
I think so.
So if anybody's listening and wants to quickly clarify the digital ticket situation for U.S. Bank Stadium on Saturday.
Mr. Jeff Anderson, you know
Mr.
the hotline.
Mr. Anderson.
Please give us a call.
Give us a call.
So, let us know what's going on so we can quiet the fears of the lovely Viking faithful.
Quiet the fears. But the game is Saturday at noon. The Vikings are somehow 4.5-point favorites, which, again, I don't understand why the spread is so big in a preseason game, but whatever. Over under 40. The Vikes and Jags will practice against each other tomorrow and Thursday at TCO. Mike Zimmer said, quote, "We're not going to put up with any fighting."
No.
Good.
Okay.
Doesn't want to fight. The Jaguars called the Vikings in the spring to ask about possible scrimmages. They scheduled them. No Jalen Ramsey or Dante Fowler for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're suspended because Fowler was getting into fights with his own teammates last week, and Jalen Ramsey swore and yelled at the media for filming it.
Rawr.
Who's calling?
So the Jags said, sit down, and you're sitting out this game.
Hmm.
Jalen Ramsey may be the best corner in football, and Dante Fowler, obviously a very young, up-and-coming player as well, but they're sitting a couple of their first-round picks out.
Yeah, as Ben said yesterday, it's basically a vacation. Go ahead, Hogs.
No, it's okay. Do you guys remember last week when there was a game?
Yeah.
Yeah, against the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I remember. You know, a coach had time now to digest the film. This is what he thought yesterday in his press conference.
The thing I was probably most impressed with was the way that we came off the ball and with our offensive line. I thought we were physical up front. I thought we came off the ball well. I thought we did a nice job of getting to the second level with the linebackers. You know, it looked like, you know, I've been saying this in practice, you know, our guys are coming off the ball. It looked like it was in practice. So those things were really good. I thought the footwork, for the most part, with the offensive line early, you know, while they were in there, I thought that was good. Diggs' catch, the way Cousins, you know, really the one-yard touchdown pass that Cousins threw was a heck of a throw. You know, he was getting pressured, he got it out quick, you know, and stuck it in there. And, you know, people probably don't appreciate that kind of a play as much as the one down the sideline. So, but that was a really good throw.
Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah, thank you, Coach. Sure. I like the breakdown.
I believe it was on, was it Paul Allen's show page on KFAN.com? I think Nordo posted the route that Laquon Treadwell ran on the one-yard touchdown by Stephon Diggs.
And?
Wide open.
Wide open.
Wide open in the end zone. If Cousins sees him, then we're maybe talking about, hey, Treadwell had a nice little game. Way to break off the route or nail that route perfectly and wide open in the end zone, but he went to Diggs, and Diggs caught it as well. Sometimes you're open, and you don't get the ball.
That's part of football.
That is part of football, but...
But good thing he's getting open. I think, and PA retweeted that and basically said that it's cool to see. He just needs an opportunity.
Hmm.
So we'll see if he gets that.
We'll see.
You know how you get an opportunity?
Yeah.
You earn one.
Yeah.
See how deep I got there?
You did. Yeah. The Vikings officially placed Nick Easton on injured reserve. So his season overwhelmingly likely done, right? They could, what are they, is it two people a year now with the new rule?
So,
two people
yeah.
you can bring back off of IR, but with neck surgery, it sounds like he's most likely done for the year, although they don't believe it to be career-threatening. So they signed offensive guard Caleb Johnson, who was waived by the Bears a couple days ago. He was an undrafted player in 2015 out of Rutgers, that ball powerhouse Rutgers. Never appeared in a regular season game. Is this Nick Easton?
Yeah.
Where's he going?
He's on IR.
Oh, poor thing.
And be careful, Nick. You know what happens.
No. Just get all fat and sassy.
Is that what's happening?
That's what happens sometimes when you go on IR.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Hopefully I don't go on IR. I don't need to get any fatter. I got plenty of sass.
I think you look fine.
Thanks.
Caleb Johnson. Caleb Johnson is 25
horny.
Years old from Jacksonville, Florida. 6'4", 320.
Ooh.
That was me in fourth grade, minus the 6'4
no
four part.
Yep!
Okay. Good for him. They obviously will have to make another move. That guy's never played in an NFL game. That's just a roster move. He won't make the team.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Just a body. They need depth. They need camp depth.
What if he just kills it?
Mm. We'll cross him off then.
How about this for a guy who's never played in an NFL game?
Mm.
In 2015, was with the Ravens, then was with the Browns. 2016 and 17 was with the Arizona Cardinals. 17 and 18 was with the Kansas City Chiefs. And then 18 as well, he was with the Chicago Bears and now with the Vikings as well. So, never played in an NFL game, but he's been a part of the Ravens, Browns, Cardinals, Chiefs, Bears, and Vikings.
repeatedly.
That's insane. What's the record for number of teams you've played on without ever playing?
14,000?
Yeah, I think it's closer to what Huck said. I think the over-under's got to be at least 69.
So, like, Parrish has the record for most teams played for in the NHL, but he actually played for all of those teams.
You can't name them.
This has got to be close to the goddamn record, right? One, two, three, four. That's six different teams in 3 years never cracked a lineup.
It just sucks.
I know.
Calm down, brother.
Who was that? That guy's pissed.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Maybe this is the team.
Yeah. Maybe it's it, but I don't think he'll make the team.
There's a woman talking in my ear about something that has nothing to do with what we're doing here.
Yeah, why are you talking?
Relax, dude.
Yeah, relax, Rosie.
Oh, God, I hate when chicks talk.
I know.
Yeah. Sometimes I like it, especially when it's like sweet nothings.
Like what? Give me an example of what sweet nothings are.
Your hair is not as bad as you say it is. Stop the hammering!
I've heard that a couple times.
Stop!
Yeah, I've heard that.
Where's the hammer?
My pants.
Where is it?
My pants.
Who's got a hammer?
I do.
Stop the hammering.
What's wrong with that guy?
He's angry.
At who? Thor? Thor is a hammer?
Insanity in my earpiece.
Yeah, okay. Calm down.
Someone in that control room is out of control.
Yeah, so was your brain. Dummy.
Good one. You told him, man.
Yeah, you got him.
Hey, it's not talking to yourself when you're talking to the button bar.
Right. You were talking a little bit earlier about practicing with the Jaguars.
Tomorrow and Thursday.
Yeah, here's Coach Zimmer on that very thing.
What we want to do is we want to get work done against a good team. It's important that our guys know that we're not going to put up with any trash talking. We're not going to put up with any fighting. You know, we're not here for that. We're here to get better, and our guys will know that. And they'll have the same thing. I mean, Coach Marone and I have talked about it, so we're really all about getting work done. We don't want to get in any kind of conflicts like they had apparently in Washington. I didn't see it, but things like that.
If I hear you guys talking about the difference between recyclables and non-recyclables again, you're out of here! Hate that damn trash talking.
That's actually pretty funny, Hawk.
Thank you.
It's a good line. Well, it's funny. I mean, that's clever.
Thank you.
Wouldn't have come up with something like
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Agreed.
Agreed. Oh, my name's Corey. I have every great idea ever. Oh, Paul's a stupid idiot. Oh, Paul's a stupid idiot for my humor.
Are you calling yourself Balls?
He's like Jackal to my hide.
Whoa.
The band Jackal?
Great point. Thank you.
Oh!
Yeah, well, I'm making
Finally
some.
Finally, you made a damned point up in this
Dr.
joint.
Dr. Jackal and Mr. Hyde. Yeah. The great epic tale of a lumberjack and an idiot.
No, play the chainsaw song.
Ah, well, whatever. I'll play that when we come back from break. I need time to let it breathe.
No, you get one jackal.
You don't tell me what I do. I sometimes jackal twice or three times a day.
That's a lot of jackaling.
Well, I'm a young man.
No, you're not. You're 74.
I'm horny.
Yeah. Wow. So am I.
And the little blue pills. Sure, I'll try the boner medicine.
Yeah, you are obsessed with boner medicine.
What happened?
I've seen somebody take it. They almost passed out.
Oh, the blood.
Some chick you were with?
No. I don't need it.
I said some chick you were with.
I don't really need it anyway. I'm just curious.
No. Chicks don't take it.
Sure they do.
Chicks don't have wieners.
Right? Then I'm doing it wrong.
Told you.
Yeah,
Fan 5 is $100.
One of the worst songs of all time.
Then why did you request it?
I didn't request it.
You said play the lumberjack song. I can rewind the tape and show you.
I think I said
I was born in a back room.
A back room or a bathroom?
I believe it says back room. But I don't
Jackal
know for sure.
Sucks.
Stop it. That's mean.
It is absolutely mean. But it's also absolutely the truth.
Yeah.
I like Jesse.
Play some Smooth Up In Ya. Great point.
It is a great point, but you can't just say play something and then say great point.
That's exactly
terrible.
What I'm talking
that's
about.
That's the problem right there.
That's the part that I think
you've forgotten the face of your father.
Rules for great points?
Yes.
Play some Rage Against the Machine. Great
that's
point.
Not a great point. I mean, it is a great point, but it's not a great point. No.
Sometimes you guys give me a headache.
How about Aretha Franklin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reportedly gravely ill.
Ugh.
Hospice care, right, is it, what CNN's saying, is that she's on her way out essentially any time now. She's 76, had surgery for pancreatic cancer in December of 2010, but kept performing until doctors told her not to. Aretha Franklin.
Wales.
Oh, so good. Oh, my God.
She can sing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she sings a little bit.
Yeah.
She plays a little bit. She dances. Move forward to the 1980s. Everybody get in your car, start it up, shift her into gear. Join me on 169, also known as the Freeway of Love.
Are you rapping this?
I am. Aretha Franklin, coming to you on KFAN.
You should have the Hawk Man do it.
Good morning, everybody.
Will you be a vision in
Oh. Sog Wales.
She's going right on the Freeway of Love all the way to
turn it up.
I could, but I turned it off.
Why?
Because it's time for
Vikings news?
No.
Oh.
Didn't the name Aretha basically went away because it's too close to urethra?
Yeah.
There's...
Like, I don't know a lot of Arethas walking around. I think that's probably the reason why. They were probably teased.
Hockey has a burning urethra.
How can you tell that from here?
You told me this morning after you watched Nun Porn.
I don't watch that. You do.
I do not.
You do. You said you especially like it when it's a man pretending to be a nun.
I didn't say those
words. You said those exact words.
Fan 5 is brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com.
I got to tell you more about our conversation than we had.
What else did I say?
You want to hear more, Corey? Whether you do or not, I have to tell you.
Go for it.
Because then he stuck up his index finger, his pinky and his index finger in like devil horns.
Yeah.
And he said, place these on my nipples. And I said, your own hand? You want me to do that? And he said, yes. So I tried desperately to take his tiny hands and spread the pinky and the middle and the index finger far enough apart to touch his dime-sized nipples.
You could have at least pushed your breasts together, Paul.
I'm not finished.
Give him a smaller target.
He's not finished.
I'm not finished yet. And once I did that, he said, I wish those were clamps. And then he spit in my mouth, and we walked away. All of that happened this morning.
I mean, you know, I'm a man of facts. That is 100% accurate. And you missed the part where I said, touch it.
I couldn't
tell.
And
then I slammed my crank in the door.
You did, yes. He had a crank from a Model T.
Yep, yeah. I was starting old cars downstairs. It's my new business. Come watch me cranking cars.
It's the worst idea for a business I've ever heard. Nobody drives Model Ts anymore.
No, but
you've been down there 3 days in a row. No one, literally no one's hired you to start their old car.
No, that's not why they hire me. They hire me to watch me crank in a car.
Wait a minute, I'm confused now.
So am I, because I'm done talking.
You were done talking when you got here. What you do is more like mumble jumble.
Yeah, you know what you do? You watch weird porn on the internet and then play it off like I do. Watch it. God, I'm bad at this.
Watch what?
Well, you watch old people porn. Cartoon porn, zombie porn, bathroom porn, computer porn, All kinds.
What's computer porn?
It's where you take two computers and you push them together simultaneously back and forth. Hockey also is into furniture porn, where you like place porn like chairs in a 69 position. He's into that. I don't know why I'm laughing, because I can't believe somebody's actually into that. Ooh, 200 creepy stories you won't believe are real. Yes. 17 unsettling true stories that are so bleeped up they became horror movies. Skip. 19 internet urban legends that literally scare the bleep out of you. Skip. 18 creepy pictures that believe you make in ghosts. Believe, make you believe in ghosts. Sweet. The Lawn Lurker? The Asylum Apprentice? The Monitor Monster. Holy bleep, there's a monster on the baby monitor. Actually, it just looks like Mrs. Doubtfire with white cake on her face. The New Roommate? That's just a guy in a mask. The Caboose Companion? I've seen that movie. The Southern Spectator? The Dining Room Demon? That's the dumbest thing ever. That's just like a Christmas ornament. The Blur Buddy? Okay, that's just you moved when the picture was taken. The Nighttime Nuisance? It's just wind. The Palace Pat Fat Phantom.
God, I hate the Palace Fat Mad Pat.
This is so dumb. The German Ghost. It's a fingerprint on a picture, you stupid idiot. Holy smokes!
And that I didn't realize. My apologies. I didn't realize we were hanging about to dry. I'm sorry.
The rest of the Power Trip Morning Show.
He almost just broke the computer monitor because he got so freaked out by something. Why just slam the computer monitor down? Jeff Manis is going to be pissed.
Scary pictures.
Of?
Right.
Creeps.
Like, zoinks!
Man, these are scary.
I didn't realize you were being hung out to dry. My apologies, Corey.
I didn't either.
I didn't realize. But I was so turned on when you said I don't even remember what you said now.
Nun porn?
You know what, in modern construction, like modern homes.
Yeah.
You know, the one room of the house that is consistently being left out of floor plans now is the dining room.
Yeah, the dining room.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, you did. You said that.
Well, here's the thing. I don't believe in ghosts because I'm on the Corey train.
Because it doesn't exist, because that's nonsense, because you're an adult.
But half of those pictures on
BuzzFeed?
BuzzFeed are literally just like... The flash was on too long. You're like, oh my God, it's a ghost. It's not a ghost, you moron.
I can't find butt feed anywhere. Yes, I can't. But.
Feed. Sorry I'm ruining the show.
Yeah, we're used to it.
We've built up an immunity to iocane powder.
Well, I've exactly built up an immunity to your horrible breath.
I want to tell you guys something that has nothing to do with sports that you're going to really, really like.
Go on.
You guys like McDonald's, right?
Oh, damn, yeah. Right.
And you McDonald's breakfasts specifically?
Oh, McDonald's damn breakfast right. Wales.
McDonald's has started testing a new French toast McGriddle at over 200 locations.
Yeah.
And if it's a success, it's going to go nationwide.
Yeah.
Instead of mini pancake buns, it's two pieces of French toast.
Yeah.
They're thinking about going for it.
Yeah.
The 200 locations they are testing it in.
You say testies it in?
No. Yep. Listen to what he's about to say.
The 200 locations that they are testing it in to see if they want to go nationwide with the French Toast McGriddle.
Say it.
Minnesota.
Hell yeah! America! 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 Yeah! America!
Sack! Yeah! They've been selling the original McGriddle since 2003, and this would be the first major update in 15 years.
The McGriddle Wales.
Your thoughts on French toast McGriddle?
I'm lukewarm.
Oh,
you like the pancake factor instead?
I like the little tiny pancakes. And the problem that I see, the only problem that I see with this sandwich is it looks like too much bread.
So there's no such thing as too much bread.
Certainly not.
I would eat that. French toast is amazing.
I'm willing to try it right now.
Will you pay for it?
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Are they being served right now? Like as
do you have an Ed Hardy shirt on?
No.
Oh.
My shirt says back the blue, man, because I support the police.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay with you?
100%.
Sounds like it.
I didn't know that's what it said.
No, it's okay. Just make snap judgments.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm here.
It does look like an Ed Hardy type shirt.
Yeah.
If you can't see the message.
Yeah. Thank you, Cor.
Is that the guy who started Hardee's? Because he's a national treasure.
Yeah. He's your lover.
No, out of those two Hardee's, one of them is beloved, and the other one's King Douche.
Who's King
Douche?
He's
the king? He's been named the king?
No, that's Burger King.
Oh.
Yeah. I would eat one of those sandwiches.
That shocks no one.
Hmm. Oh, well, why do you say that?
I'm always surprised when you won't eat something.
Yeah, me too.
The only things I won't eat...
Butt feed.
Are... No.
Oh.
Yeah, what won't you eat?
Yeah, good
green
question.
Peppers.
And?
That's about it, because I'm an adult, and I'll eat whatever.
Oh! So I'm not an adult because I don't eat whatever.
No, you have a psychosis.
But that means I'm not an adult.
No, you are, because you actually have a problem. Mm-hmm. But the people that are like, I don't want that. Why? It's ishy. You're 35.
Nobody
eat
says
it.
The word ishy, dude.
Yeah, a lot of people in this
No one
do,
uses the word ishy, number one.
And
number,
yeah, when I walk by.
And what if somebody's... And what if another adult...
That's the sound of the legs rubbing together as you walk by.
What if another adult is sitting at the dinner table with you, or the dining table, or the dinning table, as you called it? Let's say it's you're at the dinning table, and somebody puts your plate down, and you're like, I don't want green peppers. Ishy. Wouldn't they have the right to say, dude, you're an adult, just eat it?
No, because I'm an adult, and if it was served in whatever I was eating, I wouldn't say, hey, can you take this back? I would just eat around it.
What if they just gave you a plate of green peppers and said, eat it?
Are they fried?
They're whatever kind you don't like.
I don't like them, like, plain.
That's what they are. They're plain.
Then no, I would just say, hey, thank you very much for offering me the meal at your house, but I'm sorry that you're so poor that all you can serve is green peppers. I'm going to go home and eat steak.
Is there anything
else
you
want to
eat?
Yeah, what else won't you eat?
Say it.
Oh, I'll eat anything.
You what? Say it. Just say I won't eat.
I won't eat.
But
guy hasn't been here in 6 weeks, and he shows up just to say that sauce won't eat. But
do you got anything else?
I don't know what else.
I won't eat
the beaver.
Rosie, go back.
Gross.
Into your corner and be quiet.
There can't be just one actual food that
you
won't just eat. It's got to be more.
That's about it.
What else don't you like?
But
no, I don't mind that. I don't mind the other thing Rosie blurted out either.
Texas chili bowl.
Yeah, I'll eat. No, I won't eat chili with beans. I don't like beans and chili. I don't like beans in general. But if I'm going somewhere,
you're an adult,
like,
just eat them.
No, yeah, but beans,
here's
beans,
the thing. Magical fruit. The more you eat, the more you do.
But if I go to like Chipotle, I just won't get them. But if they show up in my bean burrito, I would never order a bean burrito.
Then why did it show up? Why did you order it?
Hey, where are the beans? We're here. We were told to show up here. Are we in the wrong spot?
Yes, you are. Now go home.
Let's see here. I'll take a bean burrito, but leave out the beans.
Just want the burrito. No, I'm just saying. I'll eat anything.
Can you, like, shut up?
Gladly. This place is a prison. Pick on me all day. One day I'm not going to be here.
Man, I know. Oh, thinking about our younger years.
I'm going to serve green peppers at your funeral.
Yeah, go ahead. Then my hand will come out of the ground and go like this.
Yep, not too worried about that.
Oh,
and you're on radio.
Weird. That's wow.
No one saw that middle finger.
Was that a middle? Oh, okay.
Meow, 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 meow.
We have to like no sports, so why don't we do that when we come back a little bit. Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
Your shot at a trip to our iHeartRadio Music Festival now.
iHeartRadio!
Text the keyword FUN to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry, plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's FUN to 200-200.
You know what? You want to save more money this summer, right? And you say to yourself, I wish I had a list of options of ways I could save money. Here's one. This is a really good one. Really think this through, okay? The average credit card interest rate is over 18% APR. That's a lot. If you want to save money this summer, start by paying less interest on your credit card balances. Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Seriously, think about this, okay? As I said, the average APR interest rate, over 18%. With LightStream, they offer credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay. You could literally save hundreds, probably thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate with no fees.
So say goodbye to those high-interest credit cards this summer. Start saving with Lightstream. You, PowerTrip listener, can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. So let's get this done. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/hockey, H-A-W-K-E-Y is my last name, hockey. Again, lightstream.com/hockey, L-I-G-H-T-S-T-R-E-A-M. Lightstream.com, save some money this year. Get it done.
KFAN, total traffic.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, here's a look at the roads. We've got a rollover accident on Highway 10 affecting both directions near 35W on the left side. It's slow on southbound 35W from County Road J to Highway 10 due to that accident. And it's stop and go on eastbound 494 between West Bush Lake and Highway 100. That delays on eastbound 94 from Highway 241 to County Road 81. That's Traffic on the Fan, brought to you by Hyundai Shopper Assurance.
Once you buy a car, you're stuck with the decision, right? Not at Hyundai. Our new Shopper Assurance program offers three-day worry-free exchanges on all new car purchases. Just another way that Hyundai's making car buying simple. Find out more at HyundaiUSA.com/Shopper Assurance.
The best food on the planet is at Raising Cane's. My favorite chicken on the planet is Raising Cane's. My favorite lunch is at Raising Cane's. I'm a chicken finger guy by nature, so look, I've tried them all basically in my 38 years on the planet, and Raising Cane's is hands down my favorite, and they're popping up all over the Twin Cities, expanding by the month, it seems like, here in the Twin Cities. Raising Cane's everywhere, and now I have one really close to me because the Maple Grove location opened up last Tuesday. I've already been there multiple times. Big fan. I was there on Sunday night getting a Caniac combo. If you have yet to try Raising Cane's, make today the day you try Raising Cane's for lunch or for dinner. It's absolutely spectacular. You're going to see why the people at Raising Cane's like working there and why people like me end up being diehard fans. They call their diehard fans Caniacs, and when Caniacs are happy, the staff is happy as well, and you're going to be happy when you try them today. It's not about what you want, it's how many do you want. I get the Caniac combo, which is six chicken fingers, but you can get the three-piece combo, the box combo, or tailgate at Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. Raising Cane's, one love.
The story of that commercial break is, it's over.
You with the sad heart, don't be discouraged, don't worry, love.
I need a woman!
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. It's 8:22 on the Fan, live from the Brian Heaney and Kaloon Studios. This is the Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for listening, Dad. I'm Corey Cove. There's Chris Hockey. There's Paul Lambert. Next segment, we're going to be joined by the voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen.
That's right, Paul Allen.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Probably Viking stuff, I would guess. Probably. I mean, you know, there's stuff going on.
How good is this song?
It's a great song, and there's a reason I'm playing it. I'm sorry I wasn't with you guys from when I was booking my T-Plus ride to the airport. Just
Now. Thanks for the invite.
Way to procrastinate and do it at the last second.
You can do that with T-Plus, Corey.
I'm sure you can.
You can, yeah. You also could win a pair of tickets to see Rod Stewart and...
If this world makes the machine. You crazy and you're taking all you can
Tony bear. Tone?
Cindy Lauper. Be there.
Are we going?
It's tomorrow.
What?
I know, this place is a prison. I'll be in Ireland.
But right, and I'm Cindy Lauper.
No, you're not. You're not. You're Rod Stewart.
No, you're not. I know Rod. Oh, I might go. Rod Stewart has so many bangers.
And what about Cindy Lauper?
Yeah, she does too. But like,
Rod. I know you
gross.
Do. I know you know Rod.
I know Rod.
I know you do. I know, Doogie. Win a pair of tickets to see Rod Stewart and Cindy Lauper. At XL Energy Center tomorrow.
I know, tomorrow. Rod.
Why are we not going?
I am going to be in Ireland.
I hate you.
Yeah, I know. The truth finally comes out. Now kiss me.
That's all it took?
Well, obviously. That's I love divine. It when people hate me. 651-99-5326, 1-800-320-5326. Eventually, I'll get to a caller. It's the 15th caller since tomorrow is the August of the 15th.
Yeah. It's payday. Thank you. That was close. I'm running out of cash.
I thought you were flush.
He is flush. Yeah, he flushed it all down the toilet.
Yeah, basically.
Bad week or two of gambling?
No, I don't gamble.
Oh, flush.
You are, aren't you?
You're flushed.
I won, yeah.
Yeah.
You won what?
The bet.
Life.
The golf
bet. Yeah, that's like $140. Yeah. I mean, get back to me.
Did I pay you?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good. So anyway, 15th caller, 65. Rod Stewart, Cindy Lauper, XL Energy Center tomorrow. Imagine those two together. Just banger after banger.
Oh.
She's going to sing this.
You should play some Rod.
I'm having a hard time picturing that. Like, that? I can definitely picture Rod.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm thinking about Rod right now.
Would you,
you know?
If you have any issues, would you let me know and I'll help you picture
what
Rod?
What kind of Rod are you thinking about?
Rod Stewart. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. I'm currently taking a tell us your favorite food test and we'll tell you where to go on vacation. Oh,
ah!
Oh God.
He Who has got nothing on my door.
He has so many hits. Is this Hot Legs?
You damn right.
Yeah.
Stupid question. Of course this is Hot Legs.
He wrote this about me.
He did?
Well, yeah, I have hot legs.
Well, Lindsay Whalen announced she's going to retire from the Lynx at the end of this season. She's going to, of course, go on to be the Gopher women's head basketball coach. She's already kind of doing that. WWE legend Jim the Anvil Neidhart died at the age of 63. Mm. He fell and hit his head at his home. No foul play suspected. I'm sure Netflix will run a documentary on it and people will claim an owl did it. That's fine. Roquan Smith ended his holdout with the Bears. He was the only unsigned draft pick left. The odds on the 2019 Masters are already out, even though it doesn't take place until April. Jordan Spieth, your 10-1 favorite. Tiger Woods, your second favorite at 12-1.
Oh.
How about getting Brooks Koepka at 14-1? The way he's playing, that's a steal at 14-1.
Yeah, 100% a steal. I should bet on that.
Twins were off yesterday. They host the Pirates tonight.
Come on in, guys.
Pirates -125. The Twins +115.
Good to see ya.
Anthony Barr was back at practice yesterday. He missed the Denver game and a couple of practices, but he was back practicing in pads. Haven't seen an update yet on wide receiver Stacy Coley, but he was carted off the field from practice yesterday after taking a bad fall trying to get a sideline catch. Mm-hmm. So that's a thing. Of course, the Vikings and Jags practice against each other the next couple of days, Wednesday and Thursday, before they square off in a preseason game Saturday at noon at U.S. Bank Stadium.
That's right. And Coach Zimmer yesterday addressed the fact that some of the Jags players will not be here. In fact, some of the Jags are off.
They're a good football team. You know, they won the AFC Championship game last year. So, you know, whoever they bring, they bring. And if who they don't, they don't. We're just going to go out and try to improve. You know, their defense is very similar to a lot of the defenses that we're going to face this year. So I think schematically, so I think that will be good. Especially for offense. And then, you know, they're a downhill power running football team, basically. It'll be good for our defense.
You are electric.
Man, I didn't know there were a bunch of them off, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that breaking news?
No, no, we knew this.
Yeah. Jalen Ramsey and Dante
Fowler. Yeah, those two Jags are off.
I didn't know that. Yep. And that's breaking news to me.
Well, I'm sorry you don't listen.
Is this Rod Stewart?
Who knows? Hey, you know what's kind of fun? I like watching that show, American Pickers. For me, that's like the home selling shows that you like. I like American Pickers.
Last 2 years, I think I've watched HGTV for about 10 seconds.
Oh, is that right? So you've soured a bit?
Wow.
Yeah. I kind of got bored with it.
Yeah, yeah, that happens.
I think people are getting bored.
Well, and that's the thing. And I think people were getting bored with American Pickers as well. So in the last 2 days, they've had two news stories come out about American Pickers. One, they found the original, like, tour bus, but it was actually more of a van that Aerosmith had on their very first tour in the woods at a dude's house.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, and I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, they must be doing this to, like, raise the ratings. They're trying to find things that are more pop culture friendly, like this.
Oh, yeah. I come across this footwalker. It says Gump on it. Forrest Gump. That was one of my favorite movies. So this was a prop?
It's a real footlocker, but that's one of the ones that they rented from me.
Right.
They put like Gump, and they put the one like blue,
right.
And that's where they clean the weapons. Those were used there in the armory thing there in Savannah, Georgia.
This thing's not just a prop. It's an actual footlocker that somebody would have used, and they turned it into a prop for Forrest Gump.
Interesting.
I don't care about that.
You don't care about that? You wouldn't want that footlocker?
Yeah, but I'm not going to watch a bunch of old men wander around finding things. If I wanted to do that, I'd watch American Pickers.
Hmm. Yeah.
See, oh, my God. Can you go to Ireland?
Yeah, we'd like you to go to Ireland.
I mean, but not with Chris.
Two random guys finding stuff?
Yeah. That's American. No, you know what? Hey, Cor. One of the things I remember the most about when you first started falling in love with Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Was that you said, I love it so much because no matter who the character is, they could possibly die. And boy, that's the truth.
Right. Because one of the one of the problems with any major blockbuster is 99.99999% of the time when the hero is backed into a corner, you know that hero is getting out. It's just a matter of how. That's right. The only intrigue is how's he going to get out of this thing? Mm-hmm. But he's getting out.
That's true.
With Thrones... No character in any episode of any season is guaranteed to get out of the corner.
Unless you've read the books.
But otherwise, if you're watching it as a TV show for the first time, when somebody is in a corner, that could be it.
Right. Which is exactly what I'm talking about here. George Martin.
Couple of errs in there.
Was on PBS. And they asked him, why do you kill so many main characters? And he answered, listen to this, Cor.
And then Gandalf dies. I can't explain the impact that had on me at 13. You can't kill Gandalf. I mean, Conan didn't die in the Conan books, you know. Tolkien just broke that rule. And I love him forever for it. Because the minute you kill Gandalf, the suspense of everything that follows is 1,000 times greater. Because now anybody could die. And of course, it's had a profound effect on my own willingness to kill characters at the drop of a hat.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, I think that's obviously pretty cool. But that's pretty neat, you know?
Yeah, and there's a couple of scenes, and this is, I'll see if I can say this without spoiling it for anybody. Sure. Like Marnie Gellner spoiled The Americans.
Way to go, Marnie. Thanks.
But no,
way to go, Marnie.
No one watches that.
That's true. No one does watch that. No, it's over.
Reading the book.
One of my favorite Game of Thrones scenes involved a main character. This is a season ago.
Getting it on with.
Well, that too.
Getting it on with.
That was episode one. But a main character not dying, but because it's Thrones, I was convinced it was over for him. And the way they shot it, I'm like, this is how he's going.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, now I know exactly.
And it was one of the best shot scenes in television history because it was claustrophobic and it's awful. And you're like, this is the end. What a weird way to die. And I was legitimately surprised that that person escaped because it looked like it was over.
Yeah.
But the fact that I believed that it was possible that it was over made it fun. If I would have said, this is the main character.
Yeah.
This person can't die.
You can't die.
Then that's no fun.
Yep. Everybody's up for grabs.
Which is why, by the way, let's go full circle to Walking Dead. The one character that essentially has felt safe from day one is Rick Grimes. As you brilliantly got last week in initials, Andrew Lincoln's character.
Thank you.
Well, now that it's been announced that he's off the show after this next season, it's not going to be fun that he overwhelmingly likely has to die, right? Because you can't just have Rick go, well, I'm going to leave Georgia. I'm going to go to, like, Illinois. See you guys later. They're going to have to kill him, right?
Yeah.
But that's not going to be fun because
that's a great point.
The shock factor would have been, they actually killed Rick? But now the whole world knows it's coming. So how are they going to possibly make that interesting? We'll see. Yeah,
that's a great point. I mean, everybody will still be overwhelmed and sad and crying, I'm sure.
Yeah. But what if they had killed him without letting us know that it was coming? Then it would have been legendary. Like Thrones is almost on a weekly basis, where they shock you with something that you didn't see coming.
I have a movie idea.
Go ahead.
I really do.
I have a TV show idea that I've had for like 6 years. I even ran it by Pat Proft once back in the day, and he's like, write stuff down. I'm like, oh boy.
That's a lot of work.
I never wrote one word down. But I have a concept for a TV show that I really like. I would just like somebody to write it for me.
I've got a concept for a TV show.
Go for it.
It's a bunch of ladies that have lunch and talk about their sex lives in the middle of a big city.
Huh, well, what would you call it?
Banging Downtown.
Oh, see, I like the title.
You got an actual movie idea, though?
I really do.
Non-sarcastic?
Seriously, I think it'd be... it'd be impossible for it to not be X-rated, I think. But I think it'd be funny, too.
You want to hear it?
Sure.
I'll tell you after the break.
Then we'll talk to Paul Allen about the Minnesota Vikings. And we are the home of the Minnesota Vikings, the Power Trip Morning Show and the Fan.
I haven't heard anything from the great Paul Allen yet, but I'm guessing he's going to join us around 8:45, I think.
He's sitting back there in the corner, so I see him.
He's not at TCO today?
No, he's sitting over there.
Well,
sitting in the old prod room by Nordo. I don't know what they're doing.
That's a very odd thing, then, doing. Because I was under the impression, in fact, I was told that he was going to be at TCO today. I wonder if anything...
For a little Vikings crosstalk?
Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen. But I'm way off. My apologies, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe he'll still join us if we want him to.
Let's see. Sauce is waving him over.
Nerdo's in a really bad mood, by the way.
Oh, no. Why?
What happened?
I don't know. I just was like, Nerdo, and he's like, what?
Mm. Yeah, that happens.
Did all the world's vodka spill into the ocean or something?
Oh, he needs to try Ryan Reynolds' gin.
Is that right? What about Chad Greenway's Grey Duck vodka?
You said gin, right?
Yeah, listen, Ryan Reynolds has his own gin distillery now.
The whole thing's been an amazing learning experience, but I sort of, you got to trust your gut on this kind of stuff. I mean, 11 years ago, I remember reading a Deadpool comic and feeling like this is a once-in-a-lifetime connection. And then a few years later, I met my wife, and I was like, oh, I guess a once-in-a-lifetime connection can happen twice. And then, and then we had our children, and that's when I realized that I love gin.
That's just the passion.
That's right.
Laugh it up.
It's a pretty good line.
That is a good one. And I do like gin. I'm becoming a fan of gin in my old age.
PA, do you like gin?
I don't prefer gin, but Meat Sauce prefers gin.
He does. He does. He likes
Sorry,
to run.
Paul. I don't know why it
he
happened that way.
No.
I helped you with
show.
Saturdays with Sauce from Denver. Jim Rummy? Jim. I love Jim.
Good old Jim.
He loves G&Ts.
Nah, not so much.
Really?
I like to be your drink.
Yeah, I'm a vodka guy.
Why am I
here?
You're a vodka guy.
I messed
up.
It's completely my fault.
Our boss, Stopwatch,
all right.
Told Chris
good morning.
That we were required, even though we wanted to, required to crosstalk with you from TCO at 8:45. And then Chris said he hadn't heard from you down the line. And I said, well, that's right. Because he's sitting over there in the corner.
Right.
So there you were. Yeah. So Sauce waved you over.
Yes,
right.
I was promoing you all morning.
So we were saying all day, "Hey, at 8:45, we're going to talk to PA from TCO."
Well, you'll have that opportunity tomorrow and Thursday if you're interested. I don't know if 8:45 is going to work, but 8:50 sounds good.
Okay.
And if it's not me, it's Nordo and his aggressive salmon shorts.
Ooh,
it's one of the two.
Are they $90 shorts?
Don't know. I don't know, but he certainly gets a lot of run out of them.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
What?
Why is he crabby?
Well. Oh, I have no idea. Two kids, married.
I'm just like, everything hey, together. He just like goes, what?
Yeah.
Who?
Nordo.
He's on the grind right now. His the 9 to noon chores that he takes on are not like the gym loving Meat Sauce where he gets to roll in at 5:25 and make $125 a year.
That's right. 5:35. That's way more than that.
9 to noon today, Nordo. Put together a parody song to the B-52's Rock Lobster, called Rock Thomas,
I think that'll be really good.
I think it'll be cool.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Sauce, don't you hate the B-52s?
I hate the B-52s, yeah.
Florio from ProFootballTalk.com, 9:35, Twins Techie in studio, 9:55, some Vikings press conferences later. Right? I don't know what the first lyrics are that he has. Because I like to listen to it live.
Yeah, right.
Saucy is a baby. Thomas! I think it's going to be good.
It's going to be great. He's good at what he does.
I mean, it's not going to be two tickets for twice the price.
Thank you.
Call me now. I'm head coach Tice Good.
Thank you.
But it'll be okay.
Not bad, right?
6K.
Rock Thomas,
6K.
Lead singer of Matchbox 20.
Rock Thomas, 50-50 battle with Mike Boone for the third running back spot.
That was my question.
In my opinion, Mike
50-50.
Boone. Yeah, Mike Boone, from what I understand, is a more physical runner. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call him tougher because I just don't know the toughness level of either one. Mike Boone is a more physical runner who can catch the ball. Rock Thomas is a faster running back who can catch the ball. Thomas blew up Saturday night at Denver. I think the 78-yard middle screen that went to the house was as much Denver's bad defense or completely blowing that defensive play as it was Rock Thomas. Boone got the first call, so that's interesting. Stacy Coley went down yesterday, which is commonplace at times for Vikings practice. Coley gets nicked up a lot. That's sad because he was having a really good training camp and a really good game against Denver. Hopefully he's okay. Rashad Hill went down. Looked like somebody shot him. Looked like it was completely negative. Left, came back, practiced in full. Mike Remmers returned yesterday, so that's good news. What else? Mm.
Who's the starting left guard against San Francisco?
Can't answer that right now, Saucy.
Damn it, Sauce.
Can't answer that right now.
Is he on the
Paul,
team?
Leave him alone. He's our guest. You're badgering him with
Stop
questions.
Stop badgering the witness.
Won't you marry me, Jim?
Ask him nicer questions so he doesn't feel threatened.
Okay, yes, fine. I do believe said player.
I have one.
I do believe said player is on roster.
This isn't
right. Now, I also believe that there will be a sneaky trade made this offseason involving somebody within our 90-man covenant now for somebody within somebody else's 90-man bid. And here's the deal. Like, Jacksonville's in town the next 2 days. All right, the Vikings and Jacksonville, from a waiver wire standpoint, they both are very deep because they were Final Four teams. They're very, very deep in the equation. So let's see what these practices look like and see if anybody can help each other and see where we go from there.
Mm-hmm. Would you believe me if I told you Chris Hockey was into nun porn?
No, I wouldn't.
Thank you.
That's so sacrilegious and untheologically sound. It's awful.
I'm not going to be like that.
No good.
I'm not that guy.
You freaking pig.
Why are you such a freaking pig?
Won't you marry me, Jim?
Why you said you were going to be nice to PA?
I am.
Yeah, be nice to me, man. You always pick on me.
I don't pick on you.
Yeah, you do. You did all day Saturday when I was laying in my hotel room bed in Denver. Oh, yeah.
Watching
yeah,
nun topless. Porn.
Yeah.
You and Wabi were topless.
Yes, in the Denver pool. Yes,
yeah,
we were.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
I wish I'd been with you guys.
Yep, went over real well with some within the covenant, but that's water under the proverbial bridge.
Who didn't like that?
Can't say. Too controversial.
Wait, someone in this
Rubes
room?
Or people in the building didn't
can't
like
say
it.
Too controversial.
It had to
well,
be.
No, you gotta
it
say.
Had to be,
can't say too controversial.
It had to be stopwatch. Had to be stopwatch.
Swedberg and Abbott didn't like it.
Had to be stopwatch.
Oh no, they loved it because it got 38,000 views.
Oh,
like I do a normal preseason Periscope preview. 4,000-6,000 views.
Yeah.
You put shirtless and Wabi in the title, 38,000 views.
Well, who didn't like it?
Can't say. Too controversial.
Somebody in this room?
Initials might be ZW. I'm just kidding. It wasn't Ziggy.
Oh.
What?
I was going to say.
What?
Nothing. Why are you mad at me?
I'm not mad at you. You're being dumb.
Mad at you. Yeah,
that's
we don't know why you're so
job.
Dumb.
Anything else?
That's
nope,
all we had.
That's all I had.
All right, y'all are great. Bye.
I love you. Goodbye.
There he goes.
A Westchester chiropractor wants a serious adjustment. In how the TSA operates. After he says he was seriously groped during a routine pat-down, Mark Fry, 61, was headed back to New York from Palm Beach with his girlfriend and his two young daughters when he claims a Transportation Security Administrator fondled him.
Got up in there.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It happens.
The screener had Fry, who has metal prosthetics in his neck, lift his shirt up to his head and ignored Fry's request for a private search. The worker then put his hand under Fry's shorts
Jesus.
And was roughly touching his genitals for so long that Fry's 8-year-old daughter exclaimed, "Look, they are touching Daddy's penis."
What?
According to a Manhattan federal lawsuit filed against the TSA, the search was so far out of bounds, a fellow traveler filed her own complaint on behalf of Fry.
My guess, I don't know if this is going to be read here in the next 30 seconds, this guy's getting paid.
Yeah.
That
oh, yeah.
sounds like yeah. multiple witnesses. My guess is this yeah. is on camera.
Yeah.
He's getting paid.
Yeah.
So at what point when you're standing there getting fondled, do you say, I don't want to stop them because then I'm going to add 3 zeros for every 2 minutes this goes on.
Yeah.
Please keep going, yeah. sir. I'm retiring.
Yeah. Did they say roughly grabbed it?
Yeah, yeah. I believe roughly touching his genitals.
Oh, that's my new band name.
He's a jerk.
Speaking of bands, 18 years ago today, in the year 2000.
It's a long... Oh, hell yeah.
It's the wrong band.
Oh, damn. Oh. I love that band.
So do I.
This band you like more. 18 years ago today, in Los Angeles, California, a concert outside of the Democratic National Convention had to be pepper sprayed and rubber bullets shot into the crowd because 9,000 people were throwing down a little protest and a riot police crew was called in to disperse them because Rage Against the Machine was rocking the hell out of the DNC in L.A.
The battle for Los Angeles, ladies and gentlemen.
One of the greatest bands of all time, Rage Against the Machine.
The Winnipeg police arrested a 34-year-old Winnipeg man.
How old?
34.
Okay.
Because he had large machetes taped to both his hands in a neighborhood on Friday.
Jesus.
No, it was not Jesus.
Oh, just making sure.
Officers believe the man was coming down from a meth high at the time. And allege he hatched a plan to attack in an effort to get shot by police. Police said he called them himself, which must have been hard with machetes on his hands. Beep, boop, beep, boop.
Police?
Excellent phone sound effects.
Yes, that was very good. I thought that was the guy from Police Academy.
When officers arrived,
genius.
I thought he meant the other one. Gutenberg.
Or Steve Gutenberg.
Yeah, the guy who made the press. When officers arrived, the man tried to come towards them, but they retreated because he had damn machetes on his arms.
Right.
He kept coming towards them. They used a less lethal weapon to handle him and take him down and take him into custody.
What if this is the way that Johnny Depp eventually kills himself?
Jesus.
Like suicide by police, but reenacting Edward Scissorhands.
Huh. Yeah, that'd probably do it.
I hope he comes over and trims my bush first.
How bad is your bush?
It's so out of control. Okay. Dude, it takes up you, like the entire west side of my house.
Like when you put on a swimsuit, can you see it? That was too far.
It's got nothing to do
bad at
with
this.
Your bush? Great point.
I think it's a pterodactyl. That's a good point. Bush?
A 27-year-old named Josh was trying to shoplift a bunch of stuff from a Walmart in California last week.
I know that guy.
Yeah, Josh.
Yeah, Josh. California. He's 27.
He tossed a whole bunch of stuff in a bag and tried to walk out with it. But security grabbed the bag from him and then he took off. So no big deal there, right?
Right.
Could have been long gone before the cops got there. But while police were responding to the call, so they had yet to show up at the Walmart, Josh went back in.
Ooh, okay. Why?
Because he left his Bible behind.
Oh.
That's him?
It was in the bag with all the stuff that he tried to steal, and he did somehow, doesn't say in the story, he did get the Bible back before he left again. But that's right when the cops were showing up and they spotted him walking past a Panda Express.
Oh, lucky.
They arrested him and he's now facing charges. Lucky. So, again, why doesn't anybody listen to me? Always just leave the Bible behind.
Well played, Corey.
And you're going to be just fine. Just run!
Run, Forrest!
Run, Josh!
Bye, hockey. See you in hell.
Yeah, if I died, I liked some of you guys.
Yeah. Can I see the body?
You can have 15 minutes alone with it.
I don't need that log.
That's a good point.
I need a YouTube commercial.
No. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you guys again so soon, but I'm glad I'm going to Ireland. And when I come back a week from today, we'll kiss long and slow.
I hope you come back with crabs.
Do you promise to not see the Meg?
I promise not to see the Meg. No, I make the promise. I made the promise already, Ben.
What if it's
on,
Ben?
What if it's out on the plane?
That's different, and it won't be. It just came out in theaters.
Yeah.
Have fun in Ireland. We're back tomorrow, 5:30 till 9. Paul Allen is not at TCO. He's here, and he's next on The Fan.
I love you guys. Bye.
To a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.